Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
It's been a long, crazy weekend here in the ATL, but nevertheless, I'm reloaded! Welcome, everybody, to the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, you dig. I'm your host, Blizzle, man. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the podcast. How are you getting down with us today? Really appreciate it. Want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks again. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Once again, I'd like to welcome everybody to K1H Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Reg, yep, not going to make it because it probably could cost him his life. So, crazy weather out here that we're having out here in ATL. Snow, that rain that turned to sleet, that turned to ice, that turned to snow, that turned back to sleet and ice and snow, and yeah, it's crazy out here. You feel what I'm saying? Real crazy. So my homie P-Ray is supposed to call in, but he's not going to be a co-host with me. You feel what I'm saying? But that's all good. Once again, I'd like to remind everybody that K1H Internet Radio is on MySpace. We're on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? We're on iTunes also. All right. So I want to remind everybody that you can check us out Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't catch us during the hours that we're live on the air at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, if you can't tune in to us live and call into the show live, you can either go to the website that I just named, blogtalkradio.com/K-100, and download a MP3 version of the show. Or you can also subscribe to our podcast, our official podcast in the iTunes store. If you know about iTunes, if you use iTunes, if you have any kind of Apple device, iPhone, iPad, or any kind of MP3 player that you use with iTunes, all right? I want to remind you that we're an official podcast in the iTunes store, same place that you can get the music, where you can also get some Blizzard music, same place. If you don't have any in your playlist, you're slipping. But anyway, back to the task at hand. I want to remind you to go to the iTunes store at the very top where it says music, videos, all that podcast. Click podcast. And the podcast, when it pops up, it has a search. Do a search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that is us. Right when you go to our page, you'll see the middle finger logo. Right up on the logo, you'll see the word subscribe. Click that. When you click that, it's the easiest way to catch up all the past episodes of K100 Internet Radio. If you missed any, and for the future, anytime you miss a show, or if you don't have a show on your hard drive on your computer, or your iPod or whatever, it automatically updates. All you gotta do is set it. It gives you an option to set automatic update each new episode. And every time we air live, approximately 1 to 2 hours after that, it's about, I say 1 to 2 hours after that, it'll probably be available on iTunes no later than the next day. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show live, you can always wake up the next day and just plug your iPhone or whatever in and sync it up, and then it'll have the new episode of K100. It's the easiest way to get the show if you can't listen to it live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m., all right? And that's actually how I use it. And it does count with our numbers, all right? You feel me? So no love lost if you go to iTunes, okay? All right? So go ahead and do that, all right? Moving right along. Also, episode 138 that we got going on tonight, you dig? It's gonna be a crazy one. But I want to remind everybody that it is Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Yeah! Your chance to vent on K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I got a lot of stuff that I want to vent about. Mainly, I want to vent about one of the particular things that we're gonna be talking about tonight. But I'll get to that who actually crank up the show. You feel me? All right. But I'll get to that. I got something I really want to vent about too. You feel me? I want to vent to anybody who has the fucking idiocy to try and drive in snow with a front-wheel drive car when your tires are bald, and then try to go up a hill and block the entrance to people's driveways so they can't get out. Idiot. You knew you weren't going to make it up the hill. Not only do you slide down the hill, you slide back down the hill, crash into the fucking gate of my apartment complex. No one can get in or out because your retarded ass made the attempt to go up a hill of ice in a damn Altima, a front-wheel drive car, nigga, and then your tire's bad. It's the type of shit I'm talking about, people. I mean, I know we're not in New York. I know this ain't Detroit. I know this ain't Maine, Canada. But just common sense will take you a long way in life. All right? You don't got a four-wheel drive car. Why would you even attempt that? I was hesitant to attempt it in my Tahoe with four-wheel drive. I mean, what did you... Did you look at that before you tried to do it? Did you think that you can make that? Did you think about how many people you have trapped inside their homes and can't get out until we can find a tow truck that actually has the balls to come and try and move your car? By the way, mashing my complex because the other gate was frozen shut. Yeah! And so I was held hostage all day. All day. And that's how my day went. Okay? Couldn't go out. Couldn't get any food. All right? So it's looking kind of crazy. You feel me? It's looking real kind of crazy right now for me, all right? But I'll make it. I got enough food, you know what I'm saying, to make it through the night. All right, you dig? So I'll be good. But I'm mashing those idiots. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, K100. So, yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I had to hold on a second. I had to make sure answer the call. Okay. All right. So anyway, those idiots, you feel me? They basically ruined my day. Kept me trapped in the house. Couldn't go out to the store or anything. And by the time it got to where I could, the show is about to start. Plus it's cold and it's a sheet of ice and you can't really get out. So it's just, yeah, I'm just a little bit mad about them. So on Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, I'm mashing those idiots. All right. Moving right along. Episode 138. This particular episode that I'm about to get into, personally, this is one of those shows where you gotta have a personal opinion either way it goes. I don't really care if you agree with me or not, and everybody who listens to this show knows I really don't care if you agree with me or not, you know what I'm saying? But tonight's show, if you don't agree with me tonight, you're a fucking idiot. I respect your opinion. I respect your right to have your own opinion about shit. You feel me? But I got two no-brainer situations going on tonight that I'm talking about for episode 130 of the K100, all right? Now, once again, no disrespect. And maybe I shouldn't call you an idiot. But you're going to have to, if you call in tonight, if you call 347-934-0966 and you hit the number one and you don't agree with me, you're going to have to really explain yourself before I give you a pass. But believe me, I'm cocked and loaded, all right? Because you're going to have to explain to me why both of these stories that I'm about to talk about, okay, 100, why you don't agree with how my take on both of them, all right? Why you don't agree with it. Now, the second one, of course, that we're going to get into, that one is up in the air. You might not agree totally with my assessment of the second one. But the first one, yeah, you are in fact an idiot. I pray to God that you don't have kids. Once again, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Your chance to vent. Okay, once internet radio, you dig? All right, let me go ahead and get into some synopsis of it. You feel me? Oh yeah. Oh. If you're an artist and you know an artist that wants to get their music submitted to K100 Radio for play, or if you want to get an artist interview, send your music to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. All right, K100Radio@gmail.com. That's all one word, no spaces. All right. Send it to me in the MP3 version. All right. Make sure it's some good music. All we ask is that the artists, that music that we play, they blast out the show on their social network. They must, in fact, have a Facebook, a MySpace, a Twitter, so they can blast out the show and we can reach their fans, and also so their fans can call into the show and support their movement. But it's also a way that we promote our show, since we're not charging these artists any money, because if you don't know, we don't play big-name artists. We don't run artists with deals on the show. If you got a record deal, the only way you ever get your shit played on K100 is if you're dead, which is peace to the late, great Pac and Biggie, great artists who passed on. If you're alive and you're not calling into my show and giving me a live interview, fuck you. Tell your motherfucking label to get on their motherfucking job. But I am about the underground, the independence. Of course, you know I go by the name Blizzum, and I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. I run my own indie music label. That's how I got into this whole game. I'm a rapper and a producer myself, and I'm also the CEO of a label. And so I got other artists that I deal with, and that I work with, and that I've worked with. And so I'm all about the underground and showing love. All right, so if you know an unsigned artist that's trying to get their shine on and get their grind on, K100Radio@gmail.com. Just make sure the music's good, because if not, might not make it, or the K100 fan base will, in fact, trash your shit. And I can't control that, because that's what you do with shit. You flush it down the toilet. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. All right. I'm reloading. Episode 138. I'm just so waiting for the motherfuckers to call in that don't agree with me about the first shit I'm going to be talking about. Oh, man. I can't wait to mash these niggas. You got some balls you call in tonight and you disagree with me on this one. I'm ready for war. Episode 138. I'm reading from the synopsis of the show. For those of you who've never tuned into my show and this is your first time, of course, welcome. What I do is I send out a synopsis of the show through Facebook, through MySpace, and text message. And this is how I let people know what we're going to be talking about on the show. And so I'm reading from that right now. And here we go. There are two internet stories that I saw last week. And they may have been out for longer than that, but I got wind of them last week. I didn't bring them up last week because I already had set scheduled shows, so I waited till this week. And plus, I waited for Mashing Motherfucker Mondays so I can mash a motherfucker who don't agree with me. Yeah! There are two internet stories that I saw last week that got a lot of attention in my circle, in my group of peers. I posted these articles up and got a lot of feedback off of it. So much comments, so much feedback that I was like, you know what, I'm going to talk about it on the show next week, both of them. One of the stories pissed me off greatly. And one of them was really refreshing. Kudos to the second one. First of all, if you're my Facebook friend, I put up links to both of these stories in my Facebook feed, okay? And also, if you said that you were going to attend my show through the event page on Facebook, and for those of you who don't know, I started this whole K100 thing. It was a Facebook group, a way to let people vent, and then we gradually graduated up to Blog Talk Radio, and I became the host of the show. I created the group, and I became the host of the show, and we took it to the internet airwaves. I've got links to both of these stories, just in case you missed it. Hopefully, you had a chance to look at both of these stories before you call in with an opinion. I watched both of them. One of them is about a fucking minute long. The other one is actually a lot longer. You should watch the whole thing. So hopefully you did that. But I got links to both of them up there. The first story is called The Princess Boy. All right? The Princess Boy. And you can just go to YouTube and type in Princess Boy if you don't have access to the links right now. Also, you can go to worldstarhiphop.com for the second link. Or just Google Uncle Check's nephew about gangbanging. Or something like that in Google. And you'll find it. It pretty much pulls up every time. All right? But the first one is called Princess Boy. All right? Now, in this story, the first one, the Princess Boy, a mom and a dad, a black dad, I just want to kill this nigga off the top. A mom and a black father, both of them, the mom looked like she might be mixed with some shit, and the dad looks totally black. They let their 5-year-old son, okay, they let him dress up in dresses and shit, all right? Not making this up. He's a 5-year-old kid, you know what I'm saying? And they let him dress up in like pink. He wears pink. He wears dresses, glitter. Okay. All right. This is the 5-year-old boy. All right. And their logic behind it, some kind of twisted logic that they have, is that it's okay because it's what he wants to do. It's how he is. He happens to like the color pink. He happens to like dresses. Okay, so he's got some hot pink dress on with some fucking hot pink chucks with glitter and shit in his hair. Looking like a fucking punk. Looking like a fucking girl. All right? The little boy is dressed like a fucking girl. By all means, if you do not know what I'm talking about and you're just listening to my show and you're just tuning in randomly, I highly suggest that you look at the video. But, hold on, let me stop the music. Just in case you don't, I'm going to go ahead real quick and I'm going to play a little bit of the, it's on the Today Show and an interview in the mom. And I got to play a little bit of it just in case some of my listeners out there have not had a chance to look at the particular clip. All right, I'm just going to play just a minute of it real quick. Hold on, here we go.
Share her experience with her son is receiving a lot of attention. We're going to talk to them both in just a moment, but first, their story.
I'm a princess boy, and I love wearing dresses, and I love the colors of pink and red. I'm a princess in a castle.
For little Dyson, now 5, this is part of his everyday play. But for his mom, Cheryl Killa Davis, it took some getting used to.
My initial reaction was to redirect, play with the truck, or read certain books.
When Dyson wanted to be a princess for Halloween, Cheryl initially resisted, but soon changed her mind.
My older son, Toby, said, Mom, why can't you just let him be happy? And at that moment, I knew that this was more my issue. If Toby could be a ninja, why couldn't he be a princess?
Since then, they've allowed their youngest son to explore his interest in all things dressy and sparkly.
He's not contagious. He's just a kid like any other kid. Plays the checkers. He plays in the trees. He just likes to do it in the dress. Big deal.
Kill yourself. That's his fucking daddy. He likes to do it in dresses. Big deal. You fucking idiot. All right. I can't stand no more. I can't. I just couldn't play it anymore. Back to the music. Okay. First of all, I don't even know where the fuck to start on this ridiculous fucking story. But this moron. This is a dad. Just said that, you know, it's okay. He likes to climb trees and all this other kind of shit. But he likes to do it in dresses. No big deal. All right, first of all, you fucking idiot. It is a big deal when your fucking son, A, wants to wear a dress, and B, when you fucking let him. What the fuck are you doing? Okay, first of all, besides the fact that it's the man's... And you know what? I'm glad he's black. You feel me? Because... then I don't have to get the argument about, oh, that shit white people do type shit. No. See, all my demographic is 95% black, age 25 to 40. And so this is a black person. This is black people that's let this go down. The little boy look like he might be a little high yellow, something mixed, something. But the daddy is definitely black, okay? So you can throw out the whole argument of this some shit white folks would do. Oh, no. All right? And so they let their 5-year-old kid... wear these dresses. Now, my problem is, hey, my 5-year-old, I got a 7 and a 9-year-old, and neither fucking one of them, my 9-year-old got about 9 more years before she could even open her mouth to even form an opinion about anything, and so is my son has about 11 more, okay? You feel me? The point is, I'm the fucking parent. You do what the fuck I say do. I don't give a shit if you like it or not, alright? If you want to be gay when you grow up, you can be gay. It's okay. I don't give a shit. But you won't be wearing fucking dresses in my house. Now, for all you motherfucking people out here who finna jump my phone lines and say, Blizzum, you know, you're a homophobic or you can't, people are born gay. They can't help what the fuck they do. Look, hey, this is not the show for that. I already had the gay show. All right? I already had that show. You missed it. Go back a couple episodes. All right? That's not what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm talking about being a parent and telling your child, no, my son would love nothing better to do than to eat chicken nuggets from McDonald's 7 days a week, 3 times a fucking day. Okay? favorite food. He loves it. He doesn't even want to eat anything else. Problem is, he don't got a fucking job. He don't pay for shit. And he's not motherfucking grown. So guess what? You're going to eat other shit. You're going to eat food I tell you to eat, and you're going to fucking like it, or you're going to starve. It's that simple. He's got a pair of old-ass motherfucking Adidas that he's got that was strap-on because he's kind of fucking lazy sometimes, and he doesn't like to tie his shoe a lot. He loves those fucking shoes to death. Those are his favorite play shoes, even though they're too small for him. He'll put them on any fucking way just because he knows he can run around and don't have to tie a shoe. You think I let him wear them fucking two-year-old shoes out anywhere public to go to school or anything like that, even though he would love nothing more than to do that? Fuck no. Because that's just not what I'm going to do. Because I know you got other shoes in there. You're going to wear the new stuff that we bought that you're going to fucking bend over and you're going to tie your goddamn shoes. Now pop the hell out if I see you walk with them damn shoes untied. All right? That's what kind of parent I am. Now, you may not agree with me popping him because of that. And that's neither here nor there. The point and the moral of the story is his ass don't fucking decide what the fuck he going to wear. I do. I'm the fucking parent. His mom is the fucking parent. My fucking five-year-old, when they were five, and this five-year-old may like pink, and he may grow up and be a fag, but he won't be a fucking fruitcake in my fucking house at five. That's the point. Now, all you motherfuckers out there on the phone is going to call me, Blizzum, a gay basher, a homophobe, and all this other ridiculous, retarded shit. This is not about that. This is about being a responsible parent. What the fuck are you going to do when your son wants to go sit down and piss in the little girl's bathroom now? Because all his little friends, because all of his boyfriends at school are not going to want to play with him. Okay? You may think that shit is cute when he's fucking five, but what say he don't want to stop doing it? And he gets to be in elementary. And he gets his fucking face punched in every day by the motherfuckers at school. Or then all of a sudden he wants to go use the little girl's bathroom because he's uncomfortable using with the boys because the boys all tease him. Now when the motherfucking school tell your ass he's got a dick, remind you, he can't use that bathroom, your punk ass don't want to sue. And here's the worst part about the story. The worst part about the story is these motherfuckers got all kind of backing. A major publisher published a book called Princess Boy that the mom wrote. You see, this is one of these other examples of stupidity getting rewarded. All right? Stupidity getting rewarded in this particular instance. I'm coming to the phone lines, everybody. Hold on. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one. I see a lot of people on my phone. I'm coming to y'all. I got to get my rant out first. You know what I'm saying? So I can open up the phone lines and just move right along, okay? Because the shit is so ridiculous, I just can't not say my piece. All right? Now, that's the first story. I'm done with that. You know how I feel about it. If you want to listen to more of the story, if you're my Facebook friend, by all means, go to the event wall for this particular show, K1's Internet Radio, episode 138, and both of the links up there, all right? The next story, I can let you listen to the whole fucking thing. And this is the fucking story of the year. This is my feel-good story of 2000 and, well, they say it happened in 2010, but it came out of 2000. Whatever, what the fuck ever, what have you. This is my favorite fucking story right here, all right? So I'm gonna play this one out. This is a uncle. This is his nephew, but either he has guardianship over the nephew or the nephew lives in his house or whatever, all right? But long story short, the fucking nephew, he's a teenager now. He's a pretty big kid. Kid looks like he's about 6 foot tall. Big dude. You know what I'm saying? He's not a little bitty, scrawny-ass kid. The little kid's been on the internet, on Facebook and MySpace and shit, cyber thugging, acting like he's a gangbanger. Talking about who he gonna rob and who he gonna shoot and kill and all this other shit. Basically playing the role of a fake ass rapper. We know I hate fake rappers. I really do. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper myself, but I'm not a fake rapper. I rap about my life and shit that I've been through actually. Do your homework. So the thing with the boy, he's blasting it out. He's acting like a gangbanger and all this other shit. His uncle finds out some kind of way. I guess his uncle got Facebook or somebody else got Facebook. His uncle find out, right, coming to the motherfucking goddamn room. Why this nigga's on the webcam acting like he a thug and a gangster throwing up gang signs and shit? Whoop this nigga ass in front of everybody on the motherfucking web while they watching him. I guess he's in the other room and he going there and see this dude Facebook feed and he on the webcam throwing up gang signs and shit. Come in the room, whoop this nigga ass with the webcam running like, nigga, You know, we don't even play that motherfucking shit. We ain't no motherfucking gangbangers, nigga. You not a gangbanger. Beat this little nigga ass before he get himself killed, acting like he a motherfucking thug and run across the real thug that peel his motherfucking cap. Right? And so, the uncle straightened this little young nigga out. Okay, let me hold on. Let me stop the music. So this I can let you hear this because it don't take nothing but for a second for him to whoop this little nigga ass. All right? Here we go. This is the second.
To stop all these senseless fucking crimes, all this gangbang shit, this my fucking nephew right here. He ain't no gang member. We don't come from that shit. You tell him. All that bullshit, but all that fake. All that fake, but his ass whooping ain't gonna be safe. Get that on Facebook. Tell him about that. The gang member, huh? No, from what we
believe
last night, you, huh? Raising him or stomping your motherfucking ass.
I was lying.
Tell him you was lying. Don't tell me. I know you fucking ass, man.
I was lying. I was lying,
gang member. Hey, fuck all the fucking killers and all that fake ass rap shit. Tell him.
That's fake, dog.
We don't come from that shit.
The war family don't come from
that
bullshit.
And if I catch you, if I go in that motherfucking catch you, any shit, anything, I don't give a fuck if you say happy birthday, dog. I'm gonna whoop your ass. You hear me?
My delete.
You know what?
My delete.
Don't tell me. Now put that on your fucking wall.
And I put that on your fucking wall. I love it. All right. What do I have to say about that? If you don't agree with that, fuck you. Kiss my fucking ass. I'll do the same fucking thing. He deserved to get his fucking ass whooped. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know how many of you might feel like, oh, that was abusive for him to embarrass him and blah, blah, blah. Shut your punk ass up. Your motherfucking punk ass kid probably the same one that get themselves twisted up in some motherfucking shit and you play dumb like you don't see that fucking shit. I advocate whooping a motherfucking kid ass. And I also advocate being a sensible enough parent not to let your fucking 5-year-old wear a dress when he a fucking boy, you idiot. Now I'm ready for war. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the motherfucking show. 678-698, you on the air first. What's poppin'? It's K100.
Hey, man, you already know what's happening.
Oh, this P-Reg. What's happening? This is my co-host, everybody. What's happening, homie?
Man, look, I'm just sitting back listening because you tell the motherfucking truth. You know that with G, you know that with John, nigga. The ass getting beat ASAP, nigga. We ain't playing.
Off the motherfucking top. You feel me? Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0960. That number down to the show. My co-host, P-Reg, is on the motherfucking lines. You feel me? You know, so, P-Reg, you just heard the last one that I did, and then the first show for episode 138. Episode 138, everybody. We're talking about two online stories, one that I love, one that I hate. The first one that I let y'all hear and that I played was about some parents who let their 5-year-old son dress up in pink and dress and shit because they feel like there's nothing wrong with it. And the second one was the motherfucking uncle who whooped his motherfucking nephew ass by acting like he a motherfucking fake ass goddamn thug gangbanging nigga on Facebook and know damn well he ain't. All right? That's what we talking about on the motherfucking show. Also, I'd like to remind everybody, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Yeah! Before we go any further, P, what you got for me? Michigan girl, you up next, and then 404-290. What you got for me, P, on the mash?
Hey, man, really, bro. I ain't really got shit to mash. I'm just laughing because that uncle went in, and he's supposed to win in. But everybody who don't do it, on your nephews, on your son, nigga, you better go in, because goddamn, if they run across a real nigga, it will go down. Please.
Right. It will.
Going down. See,
you don't even, some of the people who going to call in tonight, and feel like that was uncalled for, that was over the top. You feel what I'm saying? You don't understand parenting. You feel what I'm saying? Especially parenting and raising a young black male. All right? You need to whoop a young black man ass. All right? It's just that simple. You got to whoop a young black man ass because you have to teach him that it's corporal and capital punishment in this world. Because if the justice system get a hold to him, they're going to really whoop his motherfucking ass. You want to prevent that from happening. You want him to fear you.
Hey, bro, they ain't going to whoop his ass. They're going to hide his motherfucking ass. That would go
ahead. Right. That's what I mean. They're going to whoop his ass. They're going to literally whoop his ass by goddamn taking his life and goddamn locking this nigga the fuck up. It's just another form of corporate punishment. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And so it's all about prevention. You feel me? Because we're the ones that's most harshly criticized and the ones that we get locked up at higher rates. We're the ones that's at a great risk of, you know, prison and all these other kind of issues. You feel what I'm saying? So it's incumbent on you to not play games when you got the life of a young black male in your hand. You got to straighten them.
Got to. I'm fucked, nigga.
Now, P, before I go to the rest of the phone lines, what do you think about this parent that let their child dress up like motherfucking little girl, the five-year-old boy?
They let them dress up and shit. And they don't think they're wrong with it. They should got their class to the top of the building in the motherfucking downtown Atlanta and jump off with that same shit they put their little boy on. How about that?
I like it. Not only do they not think it's wrong, a lot of other people are in agreement with them. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of people think that they're heroes of some sort. They're some kind of heroes, and they're doing a good thing. You feel me? They're getting praise. They got a book deal. The mama wrote a book about the shit. She got a book deal. They all on the Today Show and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And so they getting praise for the act, for doing it. You feel what I'm saying? What does that mean to you? What do you think about that, homie?
Hey, for really, man, it's just like mixed feelings for a motherfucker. Like, you think it's okay for a five-year-old to do it now, but when it turns goddamn 20, you'll be looking a motherfucking different way. You feel me?
I don't even know if that's true. I think these are the kind of parents who are going to be like, okay, my child is gay and I still love him, which is cool. I'm not saying it's because your child grow up and be gay, you should disown him and shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily advocating that per se. What you say?
I ain't saying that neither. I'm just saying everybody who are praising it, at five, when they'll change their mind, when the little nigga get 20, they'll be like, hell no, that shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they might, or some of them might embrace it. I think the same people who support, see, this is my thing, P. And I'm coming to the phone lines, everybody. The thing is, the same people who support this shit, the same people who's got 50,000 YouTube views and supporting them and telling them good job, it's great to stand out. They all gay, and so they're trying to equivalate. They're trying to make this a gay issue. They're trying to make it seem like people like me who think this shit is fucking ridiculous, and these parents should be fucking reprimanded by fucking defects. They're trying to make it a gay straight issue, and it's not. It's a parent issue. It's a fact that your child should not be dressing, cross dressing like a little girl when everybody knows he's a boy, regardless of what the fuck he want to do. When he gets old enough to even go and get a summer job and buy his clothes, no child of mine, even if my child grows up and tells me they want to be gay or whatever, and they're a motherfucking goddamn teenager, first of all, I'm probably going to mash their ass. Yeah. And call that homophobic, but fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But even still, until they get the fuck up out my house,
you already
it's
no know good.
It's just like if my 9-year-old daughter, if she's straight and she come home and she tell me, Daddy, I want to wear some 3-inch heels and a miniskirt because I seen my mama up with that shit, I mash her fucking ass too.
Yeah.
And I'm mad if she let her do it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? My daughter ain't finna go out here dressed like a motherfucking hooker, so why the fuck would I let my motherfucking son go out dressed like a motherfucking punk? It's just that fucking simple.
Let's go.
44290. You're up next. I mean, you don't allow K100. What's popping?
Hello.
What's popping? Who's this?
You tripping because.
Oh, I'm tripping?
You're tripping? Yes. You're not going to tell me that you tell your child no every time he asks for something.
I don't tell my child no every time he asks for something because every time he asks for something, it's not something unreasonable. That's why. That's unreasonable.
He want to play in it. They didn't say he go to school in that dress.
I don't give a shit. What do you want to do in it, baby? I don't care. I don't give a fuck if you want to sleep in it. The answer is no. Fuck no.
Okay, that's still not going to take that thought out of his mind. He was unhappy. So you're going to have him being
unhappy.
What good is that going to do? What good was that going to do?
What do you mean he's going to be unhappy?
They said he was unhappy. You didn't hear the lady say that her other son said, Mom, why can't you just let him be happy? Because I said so.
I don't got to get... See, I don't... Where are these pills that feel they got to explain shit to their
you're
child?
You're abusing authority.
I'm the ultimate authority in their life.
Yeah,
born
you're
nothing.
Abusing authority because you're
no,
thinking about the boy going to grow up and be gay. That's all you got in your mind. That's the only thing going on in your mind.
This is my whole point. But people going to call in tonight and try to make it seem like all I'm worried about is my son
that's
growing up.
That's all you've been saying.
No,
that's
I'm not.
All you've been saying.
No, I'm not. I'm worried about him functioning in society.
Because you say the parents don't tell this child no. I know darn well plenty of parents can't even afford Jordans, Polo, true religion, but when those kids ask for it, they get their ass out there and buy it. What's the difference in that?
What are you? How are you equating that to this story? What does that have to do with the story?
What is the difference in that? They don't say no then, but you
the
didn't have a big blow up about that.
The difference is if you do, if you go out and you buy your little girl some expensive clothes that you can't afford, you're not hurting the child.
How do you think it's hurting the child that she's allowing
because
him?
Because you are confusing him. You are blurring the lines. You are blurring the lines between the sexes. You are making him think that men and women are the same when everybody fucking knows they're not.
Oh, that's not what they think. You did not hear her say in the beginning.
I don't give a fuck what she said.
She had a problem with it.
Fuck what she said. I don't even want to hear what the fuck she said because she can't justify it to me. Anything she try to rationalize to me.
She ain't going to be able to justify to you because you already got in your mind that this little boy going to grow up and be a punk.
I don't know. I don't give a fuck if you're going to grow up and be a punk or not. But I will not change, and you can't change my mind about whether or not these parents are
fucking. I can't change your mind. I'm just telling you, you just got in your mind that this little boy going to be a punk. But that ain't no
He probably will. And? But what does that have to do with my point?
That makes them a bad parent because they allow their child to do something that he likes to do.
No. Because so let me ask you this right here. Have you ever seen the story of the woman who had the big ass, fat ass, damn the 300 pound, 8 year old, that she always gives that
ass
fast
food?
That's
different.
How the fuck is that different?
That's hazardous to the child's health. Wear the damn dress.
This is hazardous to his mental stability and ability to function in society. Yes, it is.
That ain't stopping this child from functioning in society. Wearing a dress. So you mean to tell me the nigga think differently if he got a damn dress and he got on a pair overall?
Yeah. Because he's going to think that it's okay. If he think it's okay for him to wear a dress, then why the fuck he can't go use the little girl's room? Because the girls are dressed.
He's not trying to do all that, though. You go overboard with it.
But if you see, it's all about progression, man. It's all about progression. It's all about where things start, how behavior starts.
He ain't even thinking about that.
You're right. That's the first thing you said I agree with today. He's a fucking child, so he don't make decisions like that in my house.
That ain't no serious decision. Whether or not he can play in a damn dress or a peak. A red outfit with glitter.
I will let my little girl go out and wear some motherfucking booty shorts and high ink and heels.
That's different too. What's the difference? You know the dangers in that. So you know what you're referring to. Ain't no damn danger in that boy walking around with that pink dress on his backyard, climbing the tree.
Man.
You heard his daddy say he still do all boy things. He just want to do it in the dress.
He could do it in a pair of jeans.
He don't want to.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think if you tell the little boy he can't wear a dress, he's going to stop going outside playing?
I don't know what he did. All right. Maybe he did.
No, I highly doubt it.
That's why the brother told her just
fuck
let him be happy.
The brother's a fucking child. You guys is a fuck. My goddamn son and daughter plot on shit all the time. Go out here. Gabriel, go tell daddy, can we go have ice cream?
They get away with it. You don't even know.
Fuck no, you can't have because it's fucking 11 o'clock at night. No. When they're inside there and plot together.
But that still has nothing to do with it.
Why do you feel that way? I don't understand your logic.
I don't understand your logic in saying that you would not let him do it. That they're being bad parents. Okay. They're being bad parents because of what if it was a girl and she wanted to play with Tonka trucks and wear overalls, you wouldn't see nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't. Me personally. First of all, everybody knows that
she wanted to play football. She wanted to play outside.
I would not advocate it. I would not advocate my daughter going out there playing football with boys. If they make an all-girl football team, she can go do it. But hell no,
okay.
I think my little girl
okay.
to play
if
with
your daughter, just like this little
hell
boy
no.
wants to play in his own backyard.
No.
She want to climb trees. She want to play with Tonka trucks. She want to do boy stuff. You wouldn't have a problem with that.
I would not let her wear boy clothes all the time. First of all, you acting
all
as though
all the time.
You don't live in a society where... Where there are unisex clothes with jeans, men can wear jeans like girls.
You just
men can wear jeans like
girls. You wouldn't let her wear boys' clothes all the time. But you're saying sometimes she can.
And she want to wear, because boys wear jeans too. So yeah, it's going to be some boy clothes that she can wear. Of course.
No,
because we got to do the same
thing.
We don't
that's
have dresses that boys wear. We don't have dresses that boys wear.
What
and so what's
truck,
dress on?
Truck
that's
cars
a,
and
that's
train
a, that's
and boys' toys.
Only one sex wears dresses. Girls. That's it. That's it. They make dresses for females, not boys.
The little boy wants to
girls,
be a little
boys.
Agent for Halloween. It's a costume. You dress
oh,
him
he
up. He don't wear this shit to school.
He wanted to be a princess.
Don't wear this, he don't wear
you
this shit to church. He
no,
ride around the house playing in it. What is
man.
He killing?
What? What do you mean,
what
is he killing?
What is he hurting?
God damn it,
if he's
not if he my child, he's killing me with it and he ain't gonna do it.
That's what okay, that's what it's all about. You. And that's what she just said, and that's the same thing the lady
right,
just said. Once her other once her other son
do it.
Once her other son brought it to her attention, it was her little problem. She started letting him wear it.
It's not about, fuck it in. It's about she's stupid.
She's
so stupid.
Damn fast, so you're a damn idiot for saying
she's
that.
Stupid. She's stupid. She's stupid as fuck.
Yeah,
all right, so I got one caller. Okay, well, okay, let's move on. What about the second one? Was the uncle right for whooping the dude ass?
I wanted to go on there and punch him in the face, too. Yes, he should have whooped his ass, because I do mine the same way.
Oh, okay.
I don't have no problem
with checking this behavior right here.
No.
You don't have no problem. Wait, let me finish. You don't have no problem with that person checking that child acting like some shit they ain't, but you don't let the motherfucking another child act like some shit
that
they ain't.
That was dangerous.
Girl.
That was dangerous. He talking about gang
it's
banging. He talking about shooting, killing, and robbing. That's
girl.
Totally different than sitting at home climbing the tree in a damn pink dress at 5 years old. That's
so
the real life.
If you want to go to school with it on, it's not okay. He can't wear it to school.
He ain't going to school with it on because even if she would allow him to, the school's not going to allow him to. So that's not even the issue.
But if you want to wear it to school?
That's not even the issue because the school is not going
to
allow him to.
What if you
want
to wear it out? What if you want to wear it when y'all go out to Walmart to the store?
No. He could do that shit at the house in his own private. But now he's not going.
Oh, okay. Oh, so now you're going to put a limitation on the shit.
Yeah,
he can wear it in the house, but he can't wear it out.
Yes, and I'm sure that's what they do. I'm sure he don't walk around
no,
with them all the time.
Those motherfuckers are on the Today Show showing the whole
that's
world he wears dresses.
That's because of
that's
the book.
What
right now,
like
right now she's trying to promote that book. That's what that's about.
Oh, so it's okay to goddamn get money at your child's expense. All right, now I get it. Now you're making sense.
You ain't making no sense. You ain't making no sense.
It's okay because they get some money off of it.
You still haven't proved your point to me.
I heard
it. It's only because of you, no.
Actually,
it's only because of you and because you have a problem with it.
I'm really not trying to prove my
point. I'm
not trying to prove my point to you. I don't have to prove my point to you. My point is rock solid.
And I'm not trying to prove one to you. I'm just saying it's another side to it.
The
I'm just saying, it's another
confused.
Side to it.
Everybody
they
who
have,
in my
have
opinion,
put some them,
those
you
parents
them
are fucking idiots. Those parents are fucking idiots.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with the boy playing in that dress, just like a little girl. Ain't nothing wrong with her. She want to walk around and play with cars and trucks and everything. You wouldn't have no problem with that.
Are you equating her playing with cars and trucks to a little boy wearing a dress? Are you trying to make that correlation? Are you really seriously trying to make the argument? And we all, if you got any kind of competition, you know it's not the same thing, Shorty. You know it's not.
What is the difference?
Come on.
Because that's what you're comparing that to. You're comparing him to trying to do stuff like a girl. So that's why I made the correlation with the girl doing boy things. You wouldn't have a problem with that.
Certain toys are unisex toys. A little car, a little action figure, maybe. But he's wearing a dress. A dress is solely, specifically tailored and made for a girl. There is no unisex in it. It's a girl.
He's
wearing
a dress.
It's for a girl.
He's still doing boy things.
Oh, my. Okay.
He's not harming nothing. I don't
see the
big deal.
These are the kind of people that support this kind of ridiculous behavior and try to rationalize and justify it. Which is, I don't understand. But please stay on the line, because I got a whole bunch more people on the phone line, and I'm almost willing to bet you're going to be in the minority. Please hang on.
I don't care. I'm right here.
Of course you're going to be. Of course you don't. Like, no one really cares about anybody else's opinion because they're like assholes. Everybody got one. But at the end of the day, we're going to let the numbers talk. We're going to see how many people agree with
what
you're saying.
I don't care what the numbers say. That does, so that make it right because 20 people might disagree with me?
Hey,
It's no wrong or right situation. And no matter what.
Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, numbers don't lie. That was crazy. That's our vote. That's how everything get around. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say you really don't care. It's just like you said, like an opinion. Yeah, so everybody got one.
Right. Of course. So let me go to the next couple of more callers. But please hang on. And I'm pretty sure there might be somebody that might want to ask you some questions. Stay on the line, please. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
What's happening? P Red said, what's up? Did you hear?
Hey, what's up, P Red?
He's on the phone line tonight. Hey, P, you kind of breaking up too, homie.
Yeah, he is.
You hear me, P?
I'm finna get straight right now, partner. Don't worry about it.
All right, so Michigan girl, you're on the line. Episode 138, K100 Internet Radio. You know what it's about. You've been on the line since the start. You want to talking about. What do you feel? How do you feel about the first story, the Princess Boy story?
Man, that's a bunch of bullshit. I wish my son would talk about he want to wear a dress. He finna play in a dress. And my question is, if y'all got an older son and y'all ain't even got no damn daughter, where the fuck did he even decide he wanted to put on a dress, or where did he get the first dress from? Y'all motherfuckers have to go buy the shit. So why the hell is y'all buying him little girl clothes? I don't care if he playing in it, just rolling around in it or sleeping in it. That's stupid.
I agree wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? My whole point is, and you made a great point. Where if he doesn't have a big sister in the house, some shit like, of course I don't give a fuck if he did. You know what I'm saying?
Correct that behavior. But what I'm saying is y'all don't even have a daughter in the house. Y'all have an older son. So where did he even come up with this idea from first of deciding he wants to wear a dress or whatever? And why is y'all entertaining this and allowing it? I just don't understand. He had on a damn pink and purple and black flipping tutu, for real, and then, right. He's just playing in it, he on TV, y'all didn't let him come out on national TV in a damn tutu,
right,
I'm sorry, the whole
argument about the last caller made, trying to make it seem like, oh, he's just doing it around the house, they on fucking the Today Show, that's crazy as hell. They on the Today Show. They ain't just doing it around the house. They got this little boy gallivanting him around all on the fucking internet on YouTube. Got a book deal. All kind of shit. They making money off this shit.
Right. And the thing is, if y'all let him do it at home, yes, now he's not old enough to go to school. But if y'all saying it's okay and he doing it at home and then y'all letting him go out in public for TV shows, book signings, or whatever, eventually he's going to think, oh, this is okay. I can do this all the time now. School might not let him get away with it, but what's going to stop him from wanting to do that in the summertime, going to the park, going to Walmart, going to the mall, or going whatever? And it can become detrimental to his health because we live in a society that is full of ignorant people and hate crimes still happen. So somebody, just because he's a little boy, somebody might not care about that. They could target him for a hate crime, be like, look at this sissy. True enough, he might not be gay. He might not even grow up to be gay. Small possibility because I'm leaning towards gay, but yet still, everybody don't know that, and it's ignorant people, and somebody could target him and do something to him just because of the way they letting him dress.
Of course, I agree. Yeah, the whole notion about it's not affecting, it's not detrimental to his health or whatever, that's just retarded as hell. I don't even understand how you can look at this and say this is not detrimental to this child's psyche or anything like that. You feel what I'm saying? It doesn't even make sense. It just makes no sense whatsoever.
It's plenty of men that do men things, but at home at night they go home and cross dress. They work a job, wear a suit, whatever. They do men things, and you might not even know. But damn it, when they get at home, they got off a Victoria's Secret and some high heels. So that's what y'all finna create with this little boy.
Right.
Y'all messing with his mental stability. He's a boy. He's doing boy things, but you got him dressed up like a little girl. What's next? Makeup
He don't know better.
Right, right. That's the whole point. If you don't tell him that it's not right for boys to wear dresses, and see, this is where all the gay, the gay people, the gay pride people, and all these other people that's going to try to make it seem as though what I'm saying is homophobic or anything like that, and it's not that. It's about simple, basic parenting skills. Some shit you just don't let your child do. You don't let your child wear a dress if it's a boy. Boys, all this about trying to compare it to you let little girls play with. Look, little girl, some toys are unisex, okay? You feel me? Some toys can be played with boys and girls. But dresses are exclusively for girls.
I'm different. I mean, and when you're talking about toys, toys and clothes are two different things, because there are some boys that have played with dolls before. If they got sisters, they might play house or whatever. And don't let that happen. It might teach them how to be a better father or whatever, how to hold a baby. But toys and clothes are two different things, so you can't even compare them. That's like apples and oranges. Yeah, little girls may play with Tonka trucks. Little boys might play with a doll from time to time or a little kitchen set. But dressing up like a girl, man, come on now. That's crazy. And as a parent, you're supposed to teach your child right from wrong. And then when they grow up, if they choose to do whatever, at least you taught them right from wrong. And a little boy, to me, wearing dresses, I'm sorry, that's just wrong.
It is wrong. And I don't understand the last caller's logic behind the whole thing. But we're gonna okay, next part of it. T. Lewis, I see you. Shay, I see you. You feel me? And we're gonna get to everybody else on the phone line also. What about the second one, Michigan girl? The uncle that whoops the nephew's ass for acting like a fake thug. What about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he gets a hand clap. I'm all
in. Right. Exactly.
You know what? You got too many little fake, you know, wannabe thugs or whatever else, and they get themselves into bad situations because somebody else thinks they something that they not and going to try them. And as a parent, whether he's a parent or a legal guardian, or even if he's just a caring family member, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to set a kid straight. And I'm from the old school where I got my ass whooped when I did something, and my kids got their ass whooped when they did something. So, hell yeah, he was right, and he embarrassed his ass on Facebook. Now, put that on your wall.
Love it. And it's funny how someone can watch that one and agree with that discipline, but at the same time, say it's okay to let a boy wear a dress. I just don't understand it.
Bro, look. Check this out.
Right.
I just got to comment on this uncle and this nephew or whatever the situation is, right? You got it like, it's like this, man. Like, you know, the kids, the generation of growing up under us, they didn't have the guidance. They don't have none of the rules that we went by. To even go through those fights. You know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
Just hearing about probably what their uncle went through or what their daddy went through and try to wear their stripes. You cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? You can't. If you grew up in the suburbs and your uncle, your daddy grew up in the projects, that's their life story. They just telling you, look, it was hard, this is what it was, but they trying to glorify that because they don't have that no more. But it's still up to us that we got to teach them. So, I commend that uncle on going in on his ass. Because I do my nephew the same motherfucking way. You feel me?
The reason why...
My brother, my son, whomever, anybody that in my family that I care about and I don't want to see nothing happen to him, I'm going to get your ass because we ain't going to go there. You ain't even going to go down that road.
Right. But if you go the other way and say, I don't understand how you can just you find it okay to discipline that boy in that manner, but not the other way around. I just cannot wrap my brain around that. Okay, Michigan girl, stay on the line. I got so many other people on the phones. All right.
All right,
stay on the line. I'm not understanding
yeah.
The P.
Hey, you know what? I had to check my niece last year about it because she was like. She was around me and my brother. She was like, yeah, daddy, you know we grew up in the projects and all that. I had to stop her and be like, nah, baby, you ain't grew up in the projects. Me and your daddy grew up in the projects. Your daddy
right.
Got this big-ass house built down here. It ain't even a motherfucking project for 1,000 meters, you know, a yard in front of this motherfucker. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So you ain't living
right.
The same life. You trying to say you grew up where we grew up. You didn't grow up like that. Don't do that.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And trying to talk that hood shit, I'm like, no, baby, don't do it. It ain't good for you.
Right.
You know
real.
What I'm saying?
I get it. Right. But you know, that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? They want to make it seem like, you know, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, make it, you know, want to make it seem like it's cool or whatever to be from the hood, whatever, because of the music or whatever and all that right there. You know what I'm saying? But I know when I grew up, when my kids get older and they try to start repping that and doing all that, I'm going to check them and stop them because I know they're not from the hood. And neither one of them has never lived in the hood. They've always lived out in burbs. Neither one of them has ever lived in the projects or anything like that. You feel what I'm saying? And so they may know what it's like to grow up and not be rich, but they don't know what it's like to grow up in the hood. You feel me? Or, you know what I'm saying? Anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to stop them immediately.
Oh, yeah, you already know. I'll just say it like this. Man, anybody that's glorified in hood shit and you ain't from the hood shit, man, the only thing you can do is keep it real, man, and tell the story right. Like my uncle and my daddy came from this. Just tell the story right. Don't put yourself as the main character. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why the uncle should have whooped his ass and got in his ass like that, because he could have got himself killed. All right, to the next caller. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What up, man?
What up, man? Thanks for calling the show.
T. Red,
what's up, man?
Oh, man, come in on this shit, man. Give me what's on your membrane, partner.
All right, everybody. Episode 138. Two stories. Online stories that we're talking about today, okay, 100. Also, T. Lewis, it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays.
Yeah!
You got anybody you want to mash before we even get into it?
Yes, sir, man. I had to mash to that first caller called in. I got to mash her. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah! I want to buy all beats. I'd love to mash her. She can be mashed. You feel what I'm saying? Seems that she's not on the phone lines anymore, but I don't know what the fuck is wrong with her. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, two times.
She need to go analyze that statement.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit she's talking was just fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into it. Princess Boy, what's your opinion about that?
Man, first of all, the daddy's a punk. Period.
True.
The mother crazy as hell. I don't know what's going on with all that. I think maybe she's doing it maybe to push that book now. Your first call, I don't know what you're talking about that don't hurt the child. Like you had said, first of all, it hurts the child's male psyche. It hurts that first. The child's already confused and talking about they only just wear he only just wear it around the house and go outside and play in it and stuff like that. Well, no, first of all, you're on NBC. That's first. And
right.
What's wrong with him wearing some jeans? I mean, I don't understand when they get that phone about, what, he just want to be happy. I ain't never seen a little boy just want to be happy wearing a dress. I've never seen
it. I don't give a fuck. Look, T. Lewis, this is my point to everybody. I don't give a fuck if that is what make him happy. Your motherfucking ass just won't be happy all the time. You'll just be the saddest little motherfucking boy in America, goddammit. You wear your ass wear a motherfucking dress around this bitch every day. You're just going to be a sad little motherfucking boy then. Oh, the fuck well. You will get the fuck over
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like I said, if you put his ass on a motherfucking pair of jeans, I bet you, if he know damn well, he ain't finna get that just like Michigan girl said. Where were y'all at? When did he see a dress and say, oh, I wanted to wear it, blah, 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 and then you just decided to say, oh, okay. It's
right.
When did the first instance of this shit happen? Well, did he just bust out crying in the middle of Toys R Us at Walmart because he saw a dress that, he had to have? And bitch, you actually stopped and said, here?
And then on top of that, it ain't even a dress. This dude's talking about, I am a little princess. I got a problem with that, too.
I got a problem with the whole shit, but that's even more disturbing.
I'm like, wait a minute now. I'm like, you, dog, you even know what a princess is. You know the difference between a prince and a princess, and you want to be a princess, and the daddy is allowing that. That's the trick we got. He ain't even checking the mama. That's what the daddy's supposed to do, take control of the whole
house.
The
daddy is a bitch.
Nobody wear the dress to say mama. The daddy's a punk.
Right. The daddy's a bitch, nigga, man. You feel what I'm saying? That's just that right there. You know what I'm saying? And we done already established that. I don't know what kind of nigga this is that let his son advocate his son wearing a motherfucking dress. I don't know where this nigga from. I want to know where this nigga from, how this nigga was raised. Who the fuck was his dad?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? What kind of shit did your daddy is... Nigga, this is a classic example of a bitch nigga who let his motherfucking female run his house.
Right.
That's
exactly.
It.
That's what I'm
saying. Because ain't no way in hell you going to tell me he was all right with that at first.
Right.
Well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I need that caller to call back in who said it was okay. And if she had a little boy, and she stayed and her baby daddy or her husband were together, I want to see if he allowed. And she know damn well he wasn't allowed. You already don't fucking know.
Hell no, nigga. I'm talking about, I catch a motherfucking charge by some shit like that with one of my baby mamas, man. You feel what I'm saying? Something like that, I catch a charge. All right? Me and my baby mama gonna get into a death. I might get into a little. I'm not even the beating woman type. But if that motherfucker insists on letting my boy wear dresses to actually buy him a dress and put him on one, me and this bitch might get into I might slap this bitch. Like, for real, really. Not calling my baby mama's a bitch, but I'm just saying. Nigga, at that point, I might do something to you about that. That's how serious I am about this shit. You feel me? And then my baby mama. That ain't my wife. We don't even stay in the same house. And they know not to try me like that. So what kind of fuck nigga is you to let your wife that stay in the motherfucking same house with you fuck nigga? You feel what I'm saying? And really let your motherfucking wife rule you like that. And no, it's about her ruling this because this nigga got to be the softest nigga on earth.
Hold on, bro. Look, at the end of the day, your little boy mama ain't even finna have that shit anyway from the get-go.
I know. Neither one of my kids' mamas will ever do that. But the point is, I'm tripping off the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was real hypothetical because neither one of them is not with that shit at all. You feel what I'm saying? Neither one of them would ever take that shit.
I was just saying your little boy mama, nigga, off the top, nigga, shit, that shit won't even get to you because she gonna go in by her goddamn self. You feel me?
Right, and I'm good with that. I know she is. Of course, I hope she called in to the show tonight, and I actually wanted to call in because she highly disagreed with me about the second one, which is what I'm going to get to T. Lewis about. Now, T. Lewis, what about the second one when the goddamn uncle whooped the boy ass? What about that one?
I'm with the second one all day. And if he ran that ass, the uncle Valley, he grew up in the hood for real, straight up and down. And that's what was funny to me.
Right, the uncle tatted up. The uncle goddamn come out there with his pants sagging. He look like he a nigga from the hood, but he ain't about that gang shit. And that's how I am.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Exactly. You feel me? I'm not with that gang shit either. I grew up around some of the hardest niggas that I know, and them niggas ain't in no gang. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I know some hard niggas who like, man, fuck a goddamn gang, nigga. I don't give a fuck about no gang shit. Now, you got some people who grew up around that shit, and that's their life, and that's how they is. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what they know.
Right.
If you are from Compton or whatever, that's that life they live. But where I'm from, it wasn't no gangs growing up, and I still knew niggas that knocked your motherfucking ass out off the dime, nigga. Say anything wrong, nigga, and you get it. And they ain't never been in the gang. You feel what I'm saying? They like, fuck some gang shit. You feel me? Now I know some niggas who win games, whatever, and that's what you may choose to do, my nigga, but I will never be in a game. You feel me? Because I am not finna follow a whole bunch of other niggas who I don't even halfway know like that. I'm not finna go and shoot up a motherfucking house because another nigga told me to do it when whoever the fucking house I'm shooting up ain't getting nothing to me. Nigga, no.
Well,
no,
I'm not finna do it, dog.
I know a lot of niggas come on, P, you know we know niggas that's in gangs and shit, and that's that life, and that's cool. I put that on them niggas.
Yeah,
y'all
I'm not
I'm not finna join a gang. You feel what I'm saying? The only way I can see myself joining a gang or even being down with that is if I end up getting some long numbers in prison and I'm doing it to survive in this bitch. That's about the only way that's the only way you're gonna get blizzard in the game.
Yeah.
I'm just not really into shit like that. I'm not into it. I got my niggas that I fuck with, and that's that. And that's that, my nigga. That's my game. My niggas who I run with. If you want to call that a game, we'll call it that.
Hey, shit. I think you
got a certain kind of color or nothing. Chainless Entertainment, my game, nigga. Fuck with a nigga on Chainless. like we all got red on, nigga. About that shit. We'll all die.
Hey.
Like we all got red on. Fuck with one of my fuckers.
I just say it like this, man. It like
that,
man. Just like you just said,
change
is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's it, man. So I mean, that's what I represent. That's my gang, if that's what you want to call it. You feel what I'm saying?
They call it that.
You feel what I'm saying? That's it. So
hey,
hold on. Let me get the story, Pete. So the dude looked like he ain't no punk-ass motherfucker. He looked like he, you know what I'm saying, he ain't looking like no lame nigga. But the point is, he's saying, look here, nigga, we not from that gang shit. We not about that. And so he checked this little young nigga. A, because, like I said, the best thing about it is, since the little nigga is really not in the gang, he might end up getting himself killed fucking with them gang niggas. Because the gang niggas that's really about that life. So if you misrepresenting some shit, some gang niggas, if you misrepresenting their gang, if you saying you is a GD or a Vice Lord or Blood or whatever, and you really ain't, them fucking niggas will see your ass then, nigga. So you don't even want to be misrepresenting a gang like that, nigga. Like you really one of them and you ain't, nigga. That's the first thing. He really needs to stop that shit before he get himself killed. That's why I'm really glad his uncle whooped his motherfucking ass before it got to that.
Right. It's like a nigga saying, nigga, they on Chambers. They down with Chambers and they ain't. We going in, nigga.
Right, nigga, who the fuck you is? You know what I'm saying? The fuck you is? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm checking. You know what I'm saying?
And
them niggas not coming to talk. They coming for warfare. So, I applaud the uncle all day long for checking that little young nigga and setting that little young nigga straight. A lot of people may disagree with the fact that he did it on the internet and embarrassed the boy like that, but this is a classic example of sometimes you got to goddamn just embarrass the shit out your kids or whatever to make that shit sink in. Like right now, he can't be a fake gang member or anything because everybody know you flawed, and that might save his life.
Right.
That might
he embarrassing the family too by acting like that though. Because just imagine if he go to jail. Don't nobody want their kids going to jail.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you making the family look bad by faking it, then you mess around. And then, still, you being fake. Another thing about being fake, you trying to call yourself being in the gang or something like that. What if you mess around and run up on somebody you think a nigga is a part of a gang or something, they come to get you, but then the nigga just really come to ask you for some change or something, and you shoot the nigga, and you don't know the difference.
It's so many reasons that the little young nigga should have got it, that the uncle should have checked the young nigga.
I look at it like this. The uncle might know that his nephew ain't, like, he really know that his nephew ain't got that hard. So, nigga, go ahead and show
you. Yeah, he know that, nigga. He showed you niggas real quick, like, he told that nigga,
exactly.
Raise your hands, I'm going to fuck you, nigga. Off top, like he said, he whooped him with the belt and then put the belt to his side and then said, nigga, raise your hand so I can spark you. So he already knows. If he was really that hard, if you really that kind, if you really in a gang, nigga, you really about that, you ain't finna let no nigga, your uncle or nobody just whoop you like that. If you about it and you got them taller than this, he bigger than the uncle. When you look at the video, if nobody seen the video, the nigga bigger than his uncle. If you really was that hard, nigga, you ain't finna let your uncle whoop you like that. I don't give a fuck. But the point is, he know you pussy. And you finna get yourself killed. So he finna stop that shit right now and show you. And show the world
I say it like this. I'm glad he did it because a lot of uncles and fathers should do. If you know your child ain't built like, nigga, you save him. Just like you said. You would save him.
You know what,
though?
I would give a fuck if my child wasn't no punk and he wasn't no soft nigga. If I know he ain't in no motherfucking gang and you represent me, I'm still finna see him. I don't give a fuck if he ain't no punk. Like, my son cannot be a punk nigga. Like, you cannot be a punk and not be in the game. You feel what I'm saying? That's the whole point. If my son ain't back, if my son ain't no soft nigga, I'm still going to check his motherfucking ass down by misrepresenting some gang shit that can possibly get him killed.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't know what he doing when he leave the house. So you damn right. You got to. Because he's going to bring it back to the house. So you right. You got to do that.
Right. All right, from the 718, then I see Shade, then I see Keisha F. 718, you on the air with K100. What's poppin'?
It's poppin'.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You did?
What's good?
What's going on? Oh, this game?
Hello?
Oh, what's up, game? This game, ain't it?
Yeah, what's good, y'all?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? What it is, homie?
What it is, yeah.
DJ, what up, y'all? I sent you that joint with the boy that got his ass whipped, right?
Yeah. You was the first person that I saw posted it up. You feel me? And then, of course, like, you know, you was the first person I saw posted it up. And then, of course, I seen like 30 other motherfuckers after that. You feel me? But you was the first person I saw posted up. And when I went and looked at it, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about this. But then, not too long after that, one of my K100 members, Keisha F., she posted the Prince's Boy shit in the K100 group, and I was like, God, this shit there just had me all fucked up. So I said, I'm just going to make a show out of both of these motherfuckers, because it's basically, both of these are about parenting, all right? Both of these scenarios and both of these link that I'm talking about is about parenting. You got one extreme where a motherfucker parent let the goddamn child do what the fuck they want to do, and you got the other one where a motherfucker check this motherfucker off top by some about some shit. And so it's two different kind of parents.
First of all, off the top, I want to say thank you to that dude for being an actual parent.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like off the top, and me personally being a father of four boys, man, if everybody could take a lesson like they watch that shit with the nigga raping in the house, hide your kids, and all the rest of this shit, and the golden man voice, that shit needs to be a PSA announcement for parenting, because when parents start being the police in their own house and they stop that shit from the source, you ain't got to worry about a motherfucker going outside and getting to the next shit. Because like when I was growing up, my pop used to tell me, listen, where you show out is where you go out. So as soon as, where that shit go down, that's where you going to fuck down.
Right.
Yeah,
right
then. Yeah, exactly.
So I just want to take my hat off to that dude, man, and I hope he get a good amount of publicity for that shit, and I hope the boy that got his ass whipped get his head screwed on tight, because he was a big nigga, but it was the principle behind that shit. It was the statement he made. Our family, like the key words he said, our family ain't with none of this shit. You
right.
ain't
Our
with none of this shit. We
right.
ain't with none of that shit. And then the dude repeated that shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
everybody know wherever the nigga from, the wars don't gang bang, nigga. Everybody know the wars don't gang. I know it now. You know what I'm saying, nigga? The wars don't come from that, nigga. We don't gang bang. That's not us. Say it, nigga. And he whooped his ass and showed him, nigga, that's not us. We ain't finna be about it over here.
I respect the fact that it wasn't even his dad. It was his uncle. Now, we could get all
that's
the families
major. That's
to,
major.
To stick,
that's
to
major.
Stick tight like that and keep
that's
the
major.
Young brothers like that. We have a lot less knuckleheads up out here and shit.
Come on, man. That's the fucking, man. That point right there. So I think a lot of people who watch the clip missed that as a key point. This ain't even this nigga daddy. I don't know if this nigga daddy dead, alive, or whatever. This my nephew, nigga. This family.
The father
check
might come
shit.
And step his game up now. You understand what I'm saying? The father might come into the picture and step his game up now after seeing that shit.
It take a nation of millions. It take a community. We done got away from that shit as black people, man. You feel me? Long gone the days when you do some shit up the street and get your ass beat all the way down the block till you got home and everybody told your mom and daddy why they whoop you. We already gone from that. We ain't gonna never get back to that because too many motherfuckers want to sue and talk shit and everybody, we ain't connected as a people no more. But goddamn, if that's your blood,
go in, nigga.
Fuck you talking about, nigga? You're going to be crying at the motherfucking funeral when the young nigga get gunned down by the gangs, nigga. Hey, gang, what you think about the Princess Boy shit? I'm coming to the rest of the callers. Hang on. What you think about the shit where the parents let the little boy dress up like a fucking girl?
Like, the mother's sick in the head. Like, I'm not even going to promote that shit. I know that's the show, but I'm not even going to promote that shit. You know what I mean? And, like, I only got one question. I would like to hear what the father got to say.
He was on the show. He was on the show.
When I seen it, I didn't even watch it, dog.
You gotta watch it though, man. The nigga daddy is on the show, nigga. The nigga daddy on there, like he likes to climb trees or whatever, but he likes to do it in dresses. So what? Fuck, nigga, kill yourself, nigga. Fuck you mean? So what, coward ass nigga? This nigga, look, this is a classic example of because I can't even see, like I told you, like I said earlier, I can't even fathom him being the initiator of the shit. This is another puss-ass nigga that let his motherfucking wife or whoever woman rule over him, because I know she was the motherfucker who initiated this shit, and this fuck nigga just laid down. But even on top of that, nigga, I want to know how you was raised, nigga. What did the granddaddy say? You feel me? What would your daddy say like that? Could you wear a motherfucking dress growing up in your motherfucking daddy house, nigga? I don't give a fuck about you telling me
cool.
It's 2011. It's a new day. Suck my new day dick. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it's some shit that's universal that don't change. Yeah, we accept gay people and all that kind of shit, Mo. But once again, for the record, this shit ain't about being fucking anti-gay or being homophobic. It's about being a fucking parent.
Exactly.
It's about the mental stability of your child. That's what the fuck this shit is about. So all you motherfuckers that want to call up here and hit the number one talking about I'm homophobic, I don't like, fuck you. I don't give a fuck if the first caller who called in said, you think he's going to grow up and be a punk. You know what? You're right. I do think he is, but that's not the fucking point. I don't give a shit about if he do or not. The point is, right now he's fucking 5. And you got him all on the fucking Today Show. I don't want to hear that shit about, oh, he's just doing it in his motherfucking house. He's on the fucking Today Show. Y'all wrote a book about it. You're making money off this shit. The fuck you talking about? Game.
I think they should bring charges against the parents, man. Like, that's mental abuse. To be honest with you, that's worse than beating them. You understand what I'm saying? That shit is just, like, I seen it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I did not press click. As soon as I seen, it's cool the way it addressed parents and shit, I said, man, this is some bullshit. I ain't even watch it. Like, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I would not give that shit a play or honor that shit in no shape, form, or fashion because it's a shame, man. Like, it's a shortage of men out here, and it's a shortage of sensible motherfucking young men out here. So why do we need to have this dude in a dress?
Man, it's just so much wrong with it. Look, I'm finna get ready to go. I got about 10 people with their hand raised. Real quick, this is my homie Game from the Game Hunter DVD show. Tune in tonight at 11:30 to 1:30 and maybe a little bit after that on the game for the Game Hunter DVD show on Blog Talk Radio. Real quick, homie, tell them how to check out your show.
Yeah, man, we rocking out 11:30 tonight, 347-237-5272. Tonight we're going to have Pimpin' TP representing Cocaine City with French Montana on the show tonight. They're going to break down the Pimpin' Church. You understand what I'm saying? The thing that Bishop Magic Don Juan is running, and we're going to break down some of the do's and don'ts, and we're going to make a break a little bit of music up on that joint tonight.
All right,
yeah,
homie,
I'm going to call in to fuck with you tonight, bro. Please leave it. I got you.
All right.
All right, homie. Stay on the line, Game, if you can. You feel me? Mute your mic, dog. I'll leave your mic open. You know how I do for the BTR host. Just mute your background. All right, next up, Shay. All right, next up, Shay, and then Keisha F. And then we got a 267 number. Please don't hang up. I'm getting everybody. I promise. Shay, what's popping, baby? Thanks for calling the show. What's going on? Okay, everybody. Welcome to the show. 347-934-0966. You're not rocking with the best of them. It's K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. I got my co-host on the line, P-Reg Affiliated. Also, my homie, Game, from the Game Hunter DVD show. He's still in the building, you understand? Another fellow BTR host, and I like to extend that courtesy to them. It's how I run my show. I always do that for these guys, and he supports K100, and I support him. If you like a lot of music and hip-hop, you make sure you check out the show. Shay, episode 138, you did. What do you think about the Prince's Boy story?
Those parents are psychologically abusing that child.
Okay.
That is wrong.
My other caller who called in yet? Yeah, you still by yourself. Go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, that they should not encourage that type of behavior. There's nothing wrong with the kids playing dress up. You know, honestly, growing up, me and my sister and brothers, we used to play dress up. We dress up in my grandma's clothes. My brother would dress up in my grandpa's clothes. And occasionally, when nobody was looking, my sister did ballet, and she would try to put her ballet outfit on my brother. He didn't like it. Normal behavior is for a child to resist that.
Shay, hold up, Shay. Because you're gonna have people who whoever you just said and try and stop you. Because when you look at the show, the little boy likes it. He wants to wear the dress. Okay, that's the first thing. So let's keep it in context.
Yeah, my brother liked dressing up. He liked dressing up in my
grandpa's. No. The little boy in the story likes to wear dresses. He wanted to wear the dress. He asked to wear it.
Let me finish my point. My point is, you know, you have to encourage, as an adult, when you're raising a child or you're teaching a child, you have to encourage them to do appropriate behaviors, not inappropriate behaviors, because there are differences between the male and female genders. And you have to encourage them to, you know, do what's appropriate, not to be inappropriate, because, yeah, they're children. They're young. They're impressionable. They see stuff. They're going to be inquisitive. They're going to question. It is an adult's responsibility to guide them in the right way, not to just, like, you know, just go with the wind. You know, if a child wants to do something, let them do it. If that's the case, children would raise themselves, but they don't. Adults raise children.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Now, there are people on the phone line that's probably hitting the number one right now because I had about 5 people hit it when you said that. And they might be the people who agree with this whole nonsense. And they're going to say, well, the little boy wanted to wear whatever, and he was comfortable with it. And, you know, because then you're going to have people that says what you just said, Shay, this is what they're going to argue about. And I'm not even, of course, you know where I stand. But you're going to have people that say, well, what is appropriate behavior to you? But if you're a gay person when you grow up and be, if you're a transgender person or whatever, which, of course, I don't agree with the lifestyle, and everybody knows how I feel about that. But they're going to say that is appropriate behavior. But that's still a decision that you can make as a fucking adult. That's the point.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and say that right now for those people. Okay, I don't give a damn about what's appropriate for being gay. We're talking about heterosexual children. These are children. They don't have the decision to be whether or not they want to be gay or straight or whatever yet. They're children. They straight boy, straight girl. When they get older, they play or whatever. That's their business. They're adults. But as children,
well, then you're gonna have But Shay, then you're gonna have the born gay people all up in arms. Now the born gay people going to want to jump on their high horse and get the screams to the top of their lungs. I was born this way. I was felt this way when I was 4 and 5 and shit. You know, of course I don't necessarily believe that either. But
well, you know what? If you was, it wasn't because your parents encouraged it. I mean, they can say what they want to, however they was born or whatever. But I'm just saying. I mean, a child, you need to encourage the child to do the appropriate thing. What's appropriate is for them to be a little boy, if they're a boy. What's appropriate is for her to be a little girl, if she's a little girl. Not to try to take a little girl and make her into a little boy, or take a little boy and make him into a little girl and encourage him to do girlish things. Yes, there are certain instances, you know, little girls can play with trucks. Little boys can, you know, play with dolls, you know, with their sisters or whatever.
My little boy can't, but, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying. I mean, if he's going to be the Ken doll, if he's going to be the He-Man or whatever you want to call it or whatever. But I'm just saying.
No,
I mean, this is not something that they do, like, on a routine basis. This is, like, something, like, kids are going to be inquisitive. What you do, you say, oh, no, man, you know, that's a girl thing. That's your sister's doll. You know what I'm saying? You don't encourage, like, yeah, go ahead and play with them Barbies. Comb their hair and put the barrettes in there and shit.
Exactly. Shay, to the next one. What about the uncle who whooped his nephew ass about being a fake thug? What about that one, Shay?
Honestly, I didn't get to see all of that because my little thing was acting up or whatever. But I totally agree, and the whole embarrassment shit, because I used to embarrass my little nieces like that. I mean, you know, they want to act all hard and whatever. Okay, the best way to get their attention once they get to be a certain age, embarrass the hell out of them.
Okay. All right.
Embarrass the hell out of them. They'll tighten up.
All right.
I mean.
So we're you know, we still haven't found anybody else that agrees with my first caller. The first caller I had thought I was crazy, but obviously she's in the minority. Next caller up, Keisha F. Baby, stand by, Shay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keisha F.
Please say the baby.
What's going on? Hey. Now, Keisha, what's going on? Thanks for calling the show, Keisha. Keisha was the first person who brought the Princess Boy story to our attention in our group, in our Facebook group. 267 is up next, then 718 is up next. All right. So Keisha was the first person who showed me the Princess Boy story. Like I said, Game Hunter was the first person I saw post up the other one. And this is the person that posted up the other Princess. And like when I looked at both of them, they was just, both of them just moved me and directions, of course, opposite directions, because I was really just so feeling what the dude did, you know, and stepping in and checking his fucking nephew and possibly saving his life, and so just sickened by what these two other parents are doing, letting this fucking boy wear these damn dresses and trying to pawn it off as appropriate behavior. They're getting a fucking book deal, and the fucking publisher's asking, and the Today Show broadcasting it with the stringy music in the background, like it's just so sympathetic. And look at this, the little boy, look at, he's so swell. Look, it's just so nice. This is what we should all be doing. We should all just accept kids for what they fucking. Shut the fuck up. Feed me that bullshit. And fuck everybody who agrees. Okay, so, Keisha F., how do you feel about the Princess Boy story?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, whether he turns out to be gay, straight, bisexual, whatever he wants to be in the future is a different story. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a 5-year-old who has made the decision to walk around, whether he's playing or not, in little girl's clothes. And then what do? They broadcast it on national television. Everybody around the world can see that. So what's going to happen when he's 15, 16 and decides, you know, this is the school that I want to start looking at or applying to, or he's 18 and he's in the military, somebody beats him down because, yeah, that's a little princess boy. How you like to walk around in dresses? We're going to kick your little ass now. Seriously, you have to think about society and how society is. Sure, it's a changing world, and, you know,
homosexuality
is accepted,
that
you know. Exactly, but I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, people are going to say, well, the world is changing, tra-la-la-la-la. Sure, it may be, but still, society does not accept things that are different. This little boy is doing something completely different, and somebody is going to step on his little toes about it. And his parents should be the ones protecting him, not encouraging him to do something this outlandish. That's my thing. I mean, it's completely outlandish. I mean, if you want to pick up your little sister's doll or whatever and do whatever, that's one thing, but you're going to do it in jeans. You may want to be a little gay little boy, whatever, bedazzle a football. We still going to put you on some cleats, and you're going to be walking around in your little Batman suit and your helmet or whatever, but you're not going to be doing it in no damn tutu. That's freaking ridiculous. A tutu on national television, a five-year-old boy, absolutely not. No.
Yeah, it's
that
just
don't
fucking...
lie. That just don't lie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to be like the rest of the callers, but they got some fucking common sense. You're going to agree with that. That whole notion is just retarded. What do you think about do you think the parents should be like brought up on charges, Keisha, or some kind
I don't
of shit?
Know
what
they should be brought up on charges, yeah. But I think somebody needs to sit them down and let them realize.
Well, that's not
going to
happen
because okay,
they're getting too much
but,
money. No, they're,
right,
they're getting
exactly,
too much
they're
money
money
now.
Off
that's
of
not
it,
happen.
That's another thing. That's another thing that bothers me the most. I mean, you're making money off your little child who's completely different. I mean, seriously? I mean, that's just like some kids or some parents who have these little savant children, and then they go and make money off of them. That's not right. You don't do things and exploit your children. It's exploitation. That's what it is.
Okay. Next part, the next, what about the uncle who whooped his nephew ass about faking like a thug? What about that one?
I mean, he needed it. Shoot. I mean, you want to walk around acting like a real thug? Whoop my behind. I think that's what his uncle was saying. What me? If you want to be big and bad and, you know, talk all this mess on Facebook or you little cyber thug, what me? What me right now in front of everybody and then put that on you all, little brother. That's what he's telling him.
Right, right. Okay, so far, everybody else besides the first caller is agreeing with my notions on both of these. Of course, I knew it would be one. Maybe one of these new callers coming up are going to try and contest and try and rationalize letting a fucking little boy wear a dress.
They're
gonna
fucking
see.
Not.
Keisha, stand by, baby. Thanks for calling. And thanks for showing me. Thanks for exposing that story. I kind of feel game when he's like, yo, I didn't even want to promote it and whatever, but you know, hey, but it's K100 and we tackle real life shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that shit is, that's to me, you know, we tackle issues like this and crazy shit like this. So,
right.
I kind of feel you, Game.
Why, so
I feel
I
you, Game. Game said he couldn't even watch it. He like, he's not even clicking on that shit.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it, though.
I got a solution. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call Uncle from the Ward family, and I'm going to give him their address to whip their parents' ass and let them know families don't do this shit.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Let's see if we can match him up with that fuck nigga's punk-ass daddy who's sitting there laying down for his old lady. Kill yourself, nigga. Do it quick. Stand by, Keisha. All right. 267, and then we got 718 on the line. Then I see Keys, and I see somebody from Carolina. 267, you on with K100. What's popping?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? What's popping? What's good with you? Welcome to the show.
That's her?
What's going on, baby? Where you been? You ain't called my show in a minute. What's going on?
I know. That's why I decided to call in today, because I be breaking when your show is on. But I was off today, so I decided to call in.
Okay, well, we got a pretty interesting going on. Episode 138. Oh, I forgot to let Keisha and Shay get their mashes in. It's mashing motherfucking money. I got to come back.
Yeah!
It's also the chance that you can vent, but the conversation is so great, I have to come back to these mashes. But if you want to vent about something, Samantha, you can. And I come back to y'all, Keisha and Shay, and whoever else I didn't let get their mash on. We'll maybe do it in the after party. But, Samantha, you got anything you want to get off your chest before I go in and ask you these questions about these two particular things online?
No, I have nothing.
No. Okay, so what do you think about the Princess Boy story?
I think it's sad.
Don't stay too long, because I'll slap the shit out of you.
No, I really think it's sad, and like, because he's going to, when he get older, that's probably like a little phase he's going through or whatever. And when he get older, he's probably going to be so angry at his parents, like, why would you do that to me? Because that's like a little phase he's probably going through. But when he get older, he's probably going to be normal and stuff. I think that's really wrong what they did.
Right, so that's a good point. See, kids go through phases. Thanks, Samantha. I like that point. Kids go through all kinds of phases. You see what I'm saying? And some shit, when they grow up, they look back and say, wow, I can't believe I used to actually do that, whatever. And so it's incumbent on you as a parent to make a conscious decision. Because now, instead of that just being something that you and mom and dad and brother can laugh about, ha-ha. Remember when you used to try to wear dresses and stuff, ha-ha. Now every fucking body knows. You put it on the fucking Today Show. You make a crusade out of this shit. What if he grows out of it, you stupid bitch? You so fucking retarded. That's a dumb. These parents, I'm telling you, man, these fucking parents are stupid. This daddy is a fuck nigga. I'm not changing my mind on that shit. You're not going to reconvince me, okay? Samantha, what do you think about the uncle who whooped the nephew ass by acting like a cyber thug?
He was acting like a what?
A cyber thug. Did you see that? Did you hear that?
I think I heard a little bit about that.
Real quick, everybody. I got enough time. Real quick. I'm gonna play the other one. I'm not even playing the principal boy shit. But let me, for all those who on the line who may have didn't hear the uncle who checks his nephew about acting like a thug. Here it goes.
This with all y'all people on Facebook, y'all parents, y'all need to stop all these senseless fucking crimes, all this gangbang shit. This my fucking nephew right here. He ain't no gang member. We don't come from that shit. You tell him. All that bullshit, but all that fake, but his ass whooping ain't gonna be fake.
You feel me? That's how you're supposed to check your motherfucking nephew when he's doing some shit that can fucking end up getting his stupid ass killed. So Samantha, that was it. What do you think about that?
I do think he did the right thing. He's trying to protect him or whatever, and I think the guy would be embarrassed, so he probably won't do it again. So.
Right. Exactly. All right. You got me. You still with me? I'm still waiting for somebody else to agree with my first call about the princess boy. Probably not gonna happen. All right, stay on the line, Samantha. 718. You on the air? 718-882. You on the air with K100? What's popping?
Hi, babe. How you doing?
Oh, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good.
First of all,
he did the right thing over and over again, and if we can get that playback 24 hours a day in every household that got gang members, maybe we won't have so many of them. The parents should start getting on their kids like that uncle got on his nephew. That was great. Now, down to the little boy wearing a damn dress.
Okay.
First of all, there is no stage at 5, okay? At 5 years old, you are what you have been raised to be. Even if you feel something different, it is a fool who would allow their 5-year-old son to walk around in a dress, a tutu, or anything in that manner. It's a fool who would allow their daughter to walk around in men's clothes at 5 years old like it's nothing. That's crazy. It is up to the parents to lead these children to the right way until they get a right age to make their own decisions. When that boy gets to an age that he want to throw on a dress, then that's his business. Then he can throw on that dress. And then they're making money off of him. I agree.
Yes.
They should lock their asses up and take that little boy out of that household.
Exactly. See, did you get a chance to see the link, Val? Have you watched the story?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see how? See, this is my point. This is what's driving me crazy about it. When you look at it, they are portraying them as heroes. You feel me? Do you get that? Do you see how the Today Show and these people are portraying them as crusaders of a cause?
Okay, but you have to understand something. You have to understand something. And I'm going to say this, and I hope, I'm going to say it. See, white America accepts shit like this, okay? African American families aren't like that. We're not going to throw our kids in the lion's den to make a dollar. okay? So these parents have an issue. They got problems, all right? And they're bringing their mental problems on that poor little boy.
Yeah.
Right, and
yeah.
like the lady said, oh, my God, when he gets 15, 16, he's going to hate them. How could you have done that to me?
Right.
How could you have done that
right.
to me?
Right.
Especially if he grows up being straight.
Right.
How
right.
did you do that to me? You know,
right.
that's just pure greed. And that's part of what's going on in America now. Parents, a lot of the parents suck. They don't even get it. Something like that is ridiculous. Come on, that's ridiculous. And you, of all people, know I got billions of gay friends, okay?
Right.
That is BS. That
right.
is not even acceptable. What they're doing is not acceptable.
Exactly. That, well, thank
and
you.
I agree with
you.
I don't only blame it. Don't only blame it on the mother. I mean, don't only like the. Don't get it twisted. The mother might not have nothing to do with it. You might be surprised. The mother might be the one that's saying whatever, whatever, and the man might be saying, "Well, let him feel himself, let him grow into himself, and let him
really?
Make his decision." You never know. You
yeah,
never
you know.
Know
but I don't know. I don't know Val.
As far as I'm concerned, both of them are stupid.
Yeah, both
okay?
of them are. Both of them.
As
yeah.
far as I'm concerned, both of them are equally as stupid. Yes, you would think that the man would man up and say, "Nah, baby, it's not going to be like that. I'm not going to let my son run around like this at this age." Okay?
Right.
But like you said, the man didn't man up and do that.
No.
All right, now my issue is I feel sorry for the poor kid because with parents like that, Lord knows what else they might let him do. If he wants to
You're
set
right.
somebody on fire, are they going to say that's okay too?
You're right. Exactly. Exactly
yeah.
right. All right. So, all right. Thanks, Val. Let me get the rest. I got a lot of people on the line. This is a hot topic. But, thanks for calling the show. I'm really glad that you called because I know for a fact that you do have a lot of friends that are homosexual, and you know you're cool with them and everything, and even you see the idiocy in this. So
yes.
Because I was really worried that people was going to take my show today and try to twist it into me of being homophobic. You feel what I'm saying? And it's not even about homosexuality. It's about parenting. Both of these are two extreme different cases of parenting.
That I agree with. It is about
right.
parenting when we're talking about a little baby.
Right, exactly.
Okay? It's not about homosexuality right now. It's about parenting, like you said, as far as that. That was just plain ridiculous. That was
yeah.
just ridiculous.
All right. Well, I'm glad you agree. So far, we only have one person who doesn't. Stay on the line, Val, please. And when we get to the after party, when we get to the third hour, if that caller is still on the air, I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to let y'all address her. I ain't got to say nothing else. I already went toe-to-toe with her. You feel what I'm saying? wasn't no convincing her. But now I got about 20 other motherfuckers that's going to goddamn try and make her see the goddamn light. And she can see if she can stand her ground. Y'all know how the after parties be. Hang on. We got about 20 minutes of that. But let me get the rest of these calls, Val.
Give her a gunshot one time.
For you,
Gang.
I gave her already. She should be dead twice now. But she's still around. I hope she stays on the line. All right. hang on, Val. Keith, what's happening, baby?
What's happening?
What's going down? Episode 138, the Princess Boy story, the uncle who checked the nephew story, and it's Master Motherfucker Monday.
Yeah!
What you got for me real quick, and then jump into what you feel about the Princess Boy.
Man, I'm trying to manage my job for trying to make me stay at work last night after this fucking snow and ice and shit start coming down talking about you can't leave work.
Uh-huh.
Get out of here.
Right, and they gonna pay for your bills and anything when you wreck out or damage your car?
Are they gonna give me another life if I fucking die? No.
Yeah! By all means, I give it to them like that, the K-100 style.
Steve, what's happening, baby? What's happening?
What's happening?
Let's get it. Episode 138. Princess Boy Key. Let me hear it.
Man, that's a bunch of bullshit. I want to see his mom and his dad and whoop both of their ass.
Both of them. I don't hit women, so I just want to whip the daddy ass. You know what I'm saying? I let you take mama them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is straight up punk. You know what I'm saying? Because regardless, it's like, I mean, you're supposed to be the man of this house, and you going to sit down and bow down. And he wasn't no small, lame-looking nigga. You a big dude. And you said, oh, you know, just let him be. Man, what? Let him be happy. Some of the kids happy playing with matches and the stove, and you going to let them play with it?
Exactly.
Doing it. So
exactly.
Stupid.
That's so stupid. Everybody who's going to sit on here and try and justify their point of view. I'm looking at the story. I'm like, it's all about what he wanted to be. I don't give, man, like I said, my son would love to eat fucking chicken McNuggets 3 times a day, 7 days a motherfucking week from McDonald's. You think I'm going to fucking let him do it? No! Would I let my daughter go out dressed in Daisy Dukes and 3-inch heels and she's fucking 9? No, even if she liked it. Man, look at her mom and her aunt teach her that way and want to do it, but I'm not letting her do it. Go ahead.
This whole new age where black people have started to let other people dictate how we raise and discipline our kids, and it sets them up for failure. That's all it does, is set their ass up for a whole bunch of failure. And you want to sit here, they probably went to a therapist or somewhere. What should I do? And, let him express himself and blah, blah, blah. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Right. No. That goes back to what Val said about white America, and pardon all my white people on the phone line, because I know I hope some of my white callers call in that's going to dispel the whole argument because I had some white friends who called in and was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but like Val said, mainstream white America condones this kind of ridiculous behavior because they raise their children a little bit different. Not the K-100 white people. The K-100 white people like, get the fuck out of here. You understand what I'm saying? But the mainstream white America, of course, you know what I'm saying, really kind of condones that kind of bullshit and that kind of behavior and shit and want to talk it out. Ain't nothing to talk about. Take that motherfucking dress off.
No, you better than a child. Regardless, that is a damn child.
Right.
I don't care how you slice it, how many ways, and let them be happy. This, no, that is a child. And it's your job to teach them the quote-unquote. And I don't want to hear bullshit about, well, what's the right behavior? What's this? What's that? The behavior that's not going to get your ass when you go to school and they picking on you and you depressed and want to hang yourself because everybody want to beat your ass in the bathroom every time you go, dumb bitch.
If this child... Man, I swear to God, this is when the parents really need to goddamn get locked the fuck up. If it ever comes to a point where this child grow up, grow out of this shit, and end up getting teased about it somewhere in middle school, cut his motherfucking wrist and kill himself because of that shit, lock they fucking punk ass up, and I'm going to do it now. Because you are the instigator and the cause of that whole fucking scenario playing out like that. You the reason. You the cause. What about the uncle?
And he's talking about he like pink. Let him wear a pink shirt. They make pink for boys now. They wear a pink shirt. He ain't got to wear no pink dress if he like pink and red.
Yeah,
he wear pink and red without a banner dress.
Straight up ballerina dress and some pink chucks. Man, what the fuck ever? You haven't seen the article. You haven't seen it. Go to my Facebook page. It's on there. Go to the event page for episode 138, and I got the links up. It's just ridiculous. Okay, Key, what about the uncle who checked his nephew?
Man, he deserved that. He should have threw that belt across his face one time. Boy, I hope he don't get in no trouble for it, though. We all root him on. He needed, boy, he needed that ass whooping something awful. Because like you said, a real gang member would see him in the street and be like, oh, nigga, you that nigga that was on Facebook. You talking about you repping blah, blah, blah. Pow, pow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're younger, but you in the suburbs somewhere. Don't even know, you know, you just on a computer trying to be a little gangster, and now you dead.
Right, right. And that's the whole thing I think that he's trying to prevent. And like I said, kudos to him for doing that. You feel me? All right, Key, stay on the line. Let me get to the rest of these calls. I'm trying to grab everybody so we can open up the lines for the after party. All right? Stand by.
All right.
From Carolina, 910.
Yo, what up, what up?
What's going on? What is Derek?
Yeah.
What up, homie? Thanks for calling the show. Episode 138, K100 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You rocking with the best of them, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Raid, is in the motherfucking building. You dig? We've talked to numerous people about this episode, and also it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, and everybody who I didn't let get their mash on, I will in the third hour. Yeah! Anything you want to mash on before we jump into these topics?
Man, shit, I ain't had shit to mash before, but like T. Lewis said, old girl, that first caller, god damn. Yeah!
We'll be getting it, she's going to be getting it all night. I already knew no one was going to be on her side because I pretty much know most people have common sense. But you're going to have the people who support that kind of ridiculous behavior and try and rationalize it to me and to people like you, and it's no dice.
Yeah, I was going to call in and joke with you and act like I was with that shit a little bit until she went crazy like on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Hell nah.
Right. So what do you, so you think the Princess Boy the whole shit is just ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, it made me look, I'm looking at, like, going back, you know, I'm 23 now, so you take it back, you know, damn, 17, 16 years ago, that shit would never fly. Like,
right.
It just makes you look like how society has changed in actually a small amount of time, like.
Right.
In
my
household, like, just like probably how y'all grew up, my parents, like, I ain't really have no say. Like, they'll let me do some stuff, and, you know, what I like, I can get it sometimes, but they made sure that shit was the right way, and then when they said no, that's what it was. Like, it wasn't no arguing that shit. It wasn't, well, I'm not happy, well, then fuck it, don't be happy. Like you said, if I want to eat McDonald's every day, and my mom said no, nigga, like, it's all right, fuck it, go do a
right.
Starve then, because you ain't getting nothing to eat the rest of the night.
Right. Right, you'll be all right, though. You'll motherfucking be all right. Straight the fuck up. What do you think about the uncle who whooped his nephew ass about that fake game?
Yeah, I'm with everybody on that. That shit kind of, it was funny when I was watching it.
It was funny. It was funny, but it was serious.
Real, boy, and I about fell out. I'm with everybody else. That shit is real. Like, he got to beat his ass to teach him a lesson. Like, he on that dumb shit. That's not no shit he need to be on. So, I mean, I can't add no extra to what nobody said. Like, I'm in agreement.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move right along so I can grab everybody then. LL, what's that? Stay on. Stay, but make sure you hang around for the after party. All right?
Oh, yeah.
LL, what to do, babe? LL? Okay, maybe she can't come in. Hit the number one again, LL, if you can, or maybe that's not her. 843-640? No, that's her. She just can't talk right now. Hit me back, L, if you can. Maybe she put me on hold or something. We'll come back to her. Ruby Candy, what it do, baby?
Hey. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? It's my homegirl, Ruby Candy. Thanks for calling the show. You was way down here at the bottom. I can't just slide down.
Oh, that's all right.
you already know what it is. You know how it goes on K1's Internet Radio. 347-934-0966. First of all, it's a Monday.
Yeah!
What you got?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing.
Hold on,
right
I want to mash the motherfuckers that think it's okay for that little boy to walk around in a goddamn dress.
That's the big person that's mashed that person. It's all
that's
nice.
Not okay.
It's all nice. Now this is the great part about Ruby calling in. I love the fact that Ruby is one of my friends and she calls my show. Because Ruby is gay. She likes women. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So she is somebody who decided early on in life, she said she found out at 12 that she liked girls or whatever, yet and still, she is still against this whole ridiculousness with this five-year-old. So let's see your take on it, Ruby. I want to hear from your point of view.
That right there, I'm sorry. No matter how, I mean, regardless if, you know, your kids come out and saying, yeah, you know, hey, even if I wanted to dress like a boy when I was younger, I still couldn't do it. No, it was a no-no. You know what I'm saying? I was a girl, so I should dress like a girl. He's a boy. He should dress like a boy until he gets old enough to decide for real, if that's what he want to do. Because when he gets older and he looks at that, oh, my God, and everybody else is going to look at that too, that's a suicide waiting to happen.
Right, exactly. Especially if he end up growing out of it. You know what I'm saying? If he ends up going, if he gets to the point where he's not even, he really just grows out of it, then you can't change it, bitch. Y'all are already been on today's show. Y'all are on YouTube. This shit all on Facebook.
Yes.
Stupid motherfucker.
And any three of my boys that come out and say that they want to dress like a female today, I think I would knock some fucking, I would go to jail.
Right. So this, and my whole point about it is, this is for the people who think that, you know, it's okay for the little boy to do it. It's about him being happy and all that. You feel me? You got to think about the future. You got to think about what could possibly happen whenever you make a decision. You feel what I'm saying?
Hell, like it's you said, your baby will be happy eating chicken nuggets all day. Mine's will be happy eating burgers all day. It ain't happening.
Right. It ain't happening. It's not going to happen. You feel me? And so this is for people who really just try to sit and justify this and say it's about the child's happiness. I think the caller told me because I said, and goddamn it, I admit, I don't like this. I got a problem with
hey,
trying to make
hey,
like, just like the mama
hey,
shit. Hold on,
that
just like the
motherfucker
mama
better be happy. He better be happy that he got food to eat, a roof over his motherfucking head.
Right. Just like the mama did in the story, she tried to make it seem as though it was her issue. She was the one who had a problem with it, and it wasn't him. Bitch, I don't care if you do or don't have a problem with it. It still don't change my decision.
Who's
I got a problem
mother,
with it.
Who's
my problem.
Who's the parent and who's the child?
But no. Listen, everybody. This is what I'm trying to say. In the story, the mom said she came, and this is what the caller told me earlier. Because I said, yeah, I got a problem with it. The caller tried to make it justify it the same way the punk ass mama and daddy did, say that it's my problem. It's a personal problem with myself, and I shouldn't put my issues with him wearing the dress on him. He should be happy. This is the arc that this bitch said. You feel what I'm saying?
Mine. They have on YouTube right this video of the video of this kid. He's how old is he with him?
Five.
He's five, and they got it on TV saying that he wants, it was for Halloween, and he wants to wear a princess. He wants to be a princess for Halloween.
But, yeah, but it wasn't just by, it started as a Halloween, but now they let him wear it just whenever he wants to.
Oh, now they let him wear it whenever he wants to.
Right. He can go
that
outside
wouldn't
and
happen.
Play
that wouldn't happen in this household.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So
I don't know any black parents, any real black
they
parents.
They're black! The daddy is a fucking, the daddy is black.
Oh, see, I didn't see that. I stopped when I seen the mom and the kid
black.
On there, and it was on there. I seen part
the
of it. He
black.
Come out, he wanted to be a princess for Halloween. They thought it was funny.
Oh, the daddy is black. The dad, this nigga here is black. Listen, everybody, pay attention. For the purposes of the show, just so you know, this is the ultimate culprit in the whole grand scheme of this shit to me. The daddy. The daddy.
And you know what? I whoop both of their asses.
The daddy.
I whoop both of their asses.
The daddy is the... But to me being a man and to me having a son, the daddy is the ultimate culprit in this shit. The mama, you know what? This type of shit some punk-ass women will do. You feel what I'm saying? There's some punk-ass motherfucking women out here who let their kids do all kind of shit. I saw a motherfucker in Walmart the other day sit there trying to negotiate their child sitting down and eating their food. Actually trying to, okay, well, if you sit down and eat, then I'll do this. You should sit your motherfucking ass down and eat while I fuck you up in here. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
No.
But that's me. A lot of people don't feel like that's good. They don't whoop their child or whatever, but okay, that's whatever. But this is not even about whooping your child or nothing. It's about what could possibly happen in the future, the mental stability of this child and their role in the overall society that we have.
It's gonna fuck him up, Blizzum. It is going to fuck him up.
It's fucking him. It's not going to. It's fucking him.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. Especially if this video is all over now. It's hit Facebook.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
It's all
right.
Over.
Right.
Man. I'm sorry, but it's ridiculous. They shouldn't even. Man,
yeah.
Hey, the price of stardom, you putting your kids like, man, that's the price of stardom. I don't want it. If that's the price, then I don't want it.
And for those of you who think the fact that they got a book deal and all this shit all on Today Show and shit and getting all these interviews and money don't have nothing to do with it, kill your fucking stupid ass.
What the hell are they
got
a book for?
They got the mama, listen everybody, pay attention, because Ruby jumped in at the end of it and she didn't watch it. That's cool. Some of y'all probably didn't.
Yeah, see, I seen it when she posted it up there in K100. I was the first one to view it.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't see all of it though.
But the mama has wrote a book about her experience with her little princess boy, and it got published, and it's selling.
What?
They're making money off of this situation.
Oh, God.
Nobody sees a problem with it. My first caller killed her.
That's a big problem. Yeah, killed him for me, too. That's a big problem. That's a big problem. I'm sorry. Just because I'm the way that I am, and I mean, my ex-wife, she's the way that she is, and whatever, but I'd be damned if we let one of our kids walk around in a motherfucking dress.
Well, there goes your whole gay theory, caller. What about Ruby? What about the uncle who whooped the nephew?
I saw that, and me and my son, my 13-year-old son, we both watched it, and that reminded him one of them ass whoopings I gave him like a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I laid him out, and yes, I did say that on K100. I don't give a fuck how old you are. You 13, nigga. I'm 28. I don't give a fuck. I had you. I would take you out.
Right, right. Okay, so you agree with those? All right, so stay on the line, Ruby, real quick. We're running down the whole
okay.
end of the show. Stay on the line real quick, and I'm going to open all up right. the after party, all right? All right? Hold on, let me try and get back to LL. LL! LL! L! Okay, maybe she can't talk. I just want to make sure I got back to her line just in case. Okay, so everybody, here we go. We break AP. Where P at? Oh, P must got. Oh, he gone. Damn it, man. My fucking co-host. All right, whatever. I'm here. It's all right.
What's up, baby? I didn't know that was you that left a comment on K100, and I was going to go off on you because I don't like new people.
Hey, wait, you should have been with your first mom. You should have went out so I could have came back to something real slick like that.
And we would have been, hey, we would have been leaving comments back to back.
Right.
Hey, nothing wrong with breaking the ice, baby.
I know it. I was going to say something real slimy. I don't know you. Why the fuck you leaving comments on my shit?
All right, let me close up this show. Let me wrap this up and we can get into the after party. Stand by real quick, Ruby, all right?
Okay.
All right. So we're down to the last 4 minutes of the show. All right. Still got a substantial amount of people on the line. Probably about 15 people still on the line. Hopefully my caller is still on the line. Real quick, matter of fact, I think they are. Let me see if this is them. Caller 404, are you still here? Who disagreed with me earlier? Caller 404-429.
That is me, and no, I did not call in earlier and disagree with you.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay, the caller.
Take that back. I thought I heard my name. I was like, what?
my bad. Well, you didn't hit the number one.
Go ahead and clear my name.
This is not her. Do you want to give an opinion? You didn't hit the number one. Go ahead. What do you think?
No, it's not appropriate for him to be wearing dresses. There's always a way to work around that.
Uh-huh.
So I had a niece who didn't like wearing dresses, but we made her wear them sometimes, but we negotiated, and she would wear dresses with combat boots. It was really cute.
Right.
But we did not put her in no flannels and jeans, and I think she really should put her foot down on the whole dresses thing, and that whole, I like pink and red and fine.
Right.
And like the other caller said, they make pink shirts for guys. I know guys who wear pink shirts.
Right.
And I like pink shirts.
Right.
So he could wear a pink shirt for boys. It's the stylish shirt. So I think she really just feeding something that makes her feel special, not him. Because now she's got all this attention. So she feels special about having this special child and being so understanding of his special needs. So it's not about him. It's really about
her. That's a very good fucking point. She got some fucking issues. She want to be somebody special.
Right.
She wants
attention. And she's living through him. And that's where the book comes from. I can make this work for me because I'm going to, you know, because I saw him in those dresses. All of them went pink and red. It was like a turquoise shingled. I don't know what it was, but still, she really is feeding into something that is for her, not him.
Right, exactly. So, like I said, man, the whole ordeal is, I don't know. And like I said, I don't know what they should do to the parents or whatever. You feel what I'm saying?
Wait. The uncle.
Oh, yeah, the uncle. Go real quick, the uncle. Go ahead and give it to me real quick, the uncle.
Yes, that was the best. And you have to talk when you're giving an ass whooping because that keeps your breathing steady so you can keep the ass whooping going. It's like exercising and breathing. So you got to do the talking. Didn't I tell your ass? Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, man. God damn it. You still? You a gangster? Huh? You a gangster? Yeah. Mash this little young dude, man. But he deserved that ass whooping, and he had to have it. And I'm glad that he better be glad he got somebody. One thing about it, He can't never open his mouth and say, don't nobody care about him. He can't never do that.
That's right.
Can't never say that. All right, hold on for a second real quick, baby. Let me break down, let me lead out the show and then crank the after party up. Stand by, all right? All right, everybody, we're coming out to the last 30 seconds of the show. If you're listening to me out there at www.land, really quick, you got to dial 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number that you got to dial in order to participate in the after part of the show, the next hour of the show. If you don't call in, then you won't be able to participate. You got about 15 seconds. 347-934-0966 if you want to participate in the after party, the third hour of the show. If you want to participate in that, you got to call in. You got about 10 seconds. We're going to run the outro music, and you got to dial 347-934-0966. Here's the outro music, and we'll come back for the after party.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Jail. All right, everybody, after the party, you know what it is. It's the after party. So we still got a fair amount of people on the line. You feel what I'm saying? Still got about 12 people on the line. I'm going to open up all the phones and let everybody get into it. For those of you, I think I recognize most of the people on the line, though. But, yeah, basically, yeah, I recognize most of the people on the line. Let's try to talk about, at least for a couple of minutes, what we're talking about. And then, of course, you know, I'm pretty sure I know it's going to take a turn. Let's try and stick to the script, please, and talk about Princess Boy and what y'all feel about it. I wish the caller who disagreed with me was on the line. But she actually just posted something on my Facebook, and her name is Machiko. If you look on my Facebook wall, she just sent me on something on the wall, said, I still think you're crazy. And I guess she punked out and didn't want to attack my K100 callers. Also, I'll let you guys get your mashes on if you want to mash something, if I didn't let you do it in the regular part of the show. Michigan Girl, P-Reg, Keisha L,
yeah.
Val,
yeah.
Key, Derek, LL, if she comes back on the line, Ruby Candy, please mute your backgrounds if you got stuff going on, Shay Shay, and Cole, please mute your backgrounds if you got some kids in the background or you got your window down and you're driving. Everybody, welcome to the show, you dig? Everybody, mic is open. Everybody can address what they'd like to address. Open forum. Let's get it.
Listen, I'm
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yo, somebody talk first. Go ahead.
I'm back. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, now you're back, LL. How you doing?
I'm sorry. I had another call. How is everyone?
We're great.
Well, what do you think, LL, before we jump into it, since you didn't get a chance, everybody's mic is open and we're in the after party. What do you think about Princess Boy? What do you think about that story?
I think it's absolutely insane.
Uh-huh.
The child didn't even look comfortable on the interview at all.
Good point.
He was so happy doing what he was doing, then he would have been happy and jumping around or whatever. He looked nervous. It looked like his mother was feeding him everything that he was saying, and he was just agreeing to it because he was there, and that's my mama. And I did not like that at all. That reminds me of just like these pageant girls where these parents are pushing these children to do this. I think maybe at one point maybe he did like it or whatever, but now they've blown it up into this whole other thing, and he's not even comfortable with it. The child didn't even look comfortable on TV during that interview, and I had a huge problem with that, because if he was as into it as they claim he was into it, then he should have been a lot more comfortable, because he's five, and you know, he doesn't really know what he wants to do because he's five. You don't know what you want to do at five. That really disturbed me. The dad, I have to agree with you with the dad. He's just, okay, he's just said, okay, yeah, because he don't want no problems at home with old girl, and she running it. I did not get to see the other clip, because every time I try to see it, it's trying to tell me to register for something or something, and I don't do that. So, I didn't get to see the other clip, but I did hear a lot about it, and I applaud the uncle for stepping up and being the role model that he needs to be in that child's life and putting him in his place when he ain't acting right. Because, like you said, if more uncles were involved, more daddies were involved, more men out there in the community that aren't even related were involved with children and cared enough to do something like that, then we wouldn't have all the problems that we have
now. That's right.
Yep. Exactly. So everybody's mic, I say everybody's mic is open. LL spoke her piece. Now everybody, it's an open forum. Try not to talk over each other, but go ahead, shoot. Go ahead, y'all. Let's get into it. Whatever you want to talk about. It doesn't matter. You can keep it on this subject or whatever. I'd like to, for a couple of minutes, keep it on this particular subject.
I think that mom has some Munchausen syndrome.
It could be something like that. Yeah, something like that.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
no mother wants their child to be different and to be ostracized like that and to put them on, you know, television and to try to exploit them to, like, make money off their child.
Yeah, I mean, that mother definitely has some.
Who said that? Who said maybe she wanted a daughter? Who said that?
Me, Michigan girl.
I think you might be on to something. I mean, maybe she wanted a girl, and this is her way of playing it out, some kind of crazy fantasy.
People in hell
want to have a girl. She not only wants a girl, she wants her 15 minutes of fame, and she's trying to do that through her child.
There
and that's wrong on every level. Yeah. She's seeking attention, and she's using her child to get that attention, and that is not right, because you're right. If that child grows up and he's not gay, she's going to have hell to pay.
That's right.
Yep.
She's going to end up licking her ass. That's what's going
to
happen.
She might have asked to do that one time, and she didn't just ran with it when all she had to do was sit him down and say, well, you know what, little boys don't dress like that. Because at five, he might have just saw something cute and thought, hey, I want to be that for Halloween, when she could have just discouraged it, but now she just took something and ran with it.
That's
and now this little boy on TV in bed, because you know what, LL did bring up a good point. I watched it again while I was listening to the rest of the show. He didn't look comfortable. If he was so happy in these doggone dresses, it's not just the lights and all that. He just did not look comfortable.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
And there's clear that it's not to say that you can't even say that it's because he was on TV and all the lights and stuff, because there are prodigy children that be on Oprah with all the lights and everything, and they love to play the piano, and you can tell they love to play the piano because they're just as excited about doing it. So you can't even blame it on TV and the lights and stuff.
Too,
you
when
can't
you're
blame
five,
it on that.
You don't even, when you're five, you don't even know to be nervous because it's a TV camera.
Exactly.
You're just doing what a five-year-old does. You don't even care. You
but
don't even know that it's millions of people watching you.
But children are nervous when they, but children do become nervous whether you're in a room full of people or in a room not full of people. It's just you and two other people. They do become nervous when they feel like I need to agree with mama or daddy, and they don't necessarily think that it's right. They become nervous that they're going to do something wrong and go against what mama or daddy's saying. And when mama or daddy has said, we're going to go do this, and this is how you need to be. Then that's when they shut down because they don't know how to be that. Yeah, mama's coaching me to do this, and I want to make sure I get it right. And that's how he seemed to me. He seemed to me that he was trying to make sure he got it right and was just like, okay, yes, you know, but didn't want to say nothing. But if he's that loud and flamboyant and outspoken and want to be this and twirly and da-da-da-da, it's like, get up and twirl. He didn't even want to twirl.
Right.
Exactly. I saw that.
But this is something he do all day. No, it's not then.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, because I thought it was, at first, I knew it wasn't me at first. I wish that fucking caller would call back in, and she punked out. She just posted something on my wall talking about, oh, I think you crazy still, blah, 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 but you didn't want to stay on the line, so I'm not even going to address it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Insane.
Yeah, she knows this insane. She was on there for a while, and I think she ended up hanging up, you feel me, because she realized she was the only person on the damn whole show. I had about 30 people on the line at one point tonight that even remotely agreed, even people, a lot of them didn't raise their hand, but out of about I think I took about 15 to 18 calls tonight, and no one agreed with, you know what I'm saying, her except her, so I think that's why she backed out. But the point that LL made is so paramount. I looked at it, and I was just so outraged that I didn't even really pay attention to his body motions and stuff, but now that I look back at it.
Yeah, look at the style. Look at him.
You're right. You're really right
about
that.
He's not comfortable in that.
Yeah, you're right. You're really right. You're so right about it. I didn't even pick up on it because I was just taken aback by the story. You feel what I'm saying? But you're right.
But is that really the boy's father?
Yes.
I mean, are we sure that that's his biological father?
That's his father. Yeah. Yeah.
With his punk ass, he a punk.
Yeah.
Yes,
yep.
He
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I have to agree on that.
Yeah.
Did you see
so,
the brother?
Yeah, I saw the brother.
He's sitting there doing, he pick his head up and look at her one time. He was doing homework like, she up to that.
Yeah,
well,
he's like, yeah, my brother was a drunk
counselor. I told her ass
job.
I was
going to
do
here,
it.
Probably ashamed of
look at me.
He's probably ashamed
yeah.
of his mama getting up there acting a fool like that.
Yeah, probably is.
She get paid off and maybe she figured she could put everybody
stuff.
Through school with it.
Right. Yeah, what school? Yeah, so he can kill his damn self in school, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Hang himself in his dorm
That's
room.
Right.
You know what
there's
I mean? Come on.
There's a little place in hell for her reserved.
Right. But the listen, okay, is it, y'all know we're in the, we may be in the majority in our community or whatever, but you know this, you saw the story. You know she's got a lot of people. If you go to her YouTube page or whatever, you know she's got a lot of supporters. The book got published. Or whatever.
You know what I just thought about?
What?
Angelina Jolie. You know that's what she does with one of her kids. That Shiloh. Shiloh
uh-huh.
the girl who dresses like a boy.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's going to pull that little group of people who are into that, let them do what they want. I mean, my daughter would wear short sleeve shirts and flip-flops if I let her. It's cold
right.
outside.
Not at five. That's
right.
not their choice at five.
Right.
They have no
right.
decision at five on what they're going
now,
to wear.
No,
right.
they don't have. I wouldn't give her that decision, but
That's
they
right.
do have an opinion. Now, I may
right.
not pay attention. My mother didn't pay attention to mine, and I give them the same courtesy. I don't pay attention to what they want either. They're gonna wear what I buy them.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So you can have your opinion, but it ain't going nowhere.
Right.
That's
so,
right.
Let me address the other one. I had a disagreement with a close friend of mine about the second one now. Now, the second one was something that the only person that I knew that disagreed with me about the first one is the same chick who's on my Facebook wall who was talking about it when I posted on Facebook, and she actually called the show. She's never called my show before, but she's like, I'm going to call your show. And I'm like, okay, you're going to get your ass mad.
Yeah.
But I had somebody else, you know what I'm saying? I had somebody else that I'm really friends with disagree wholeheartedly with me about the second one. They really felt like that the uncle, even if he did whoop his ass, should never have let it go out over the internet like that. On,
man,
in front of the
I don't
damn
give
camera.
A damn about that.
Please.
Nah, nigga.
No,
you shouldn't be acting like you a bully all out over the internet. Just like
right.
my parents and my, I'm saying with my kids, wherever you want to clown,
that's
where
right.
you're going to get your ass told. Just know that.
Right.
And I just you don't think about it. The next
that's
time
right.
you want to, if you want to try to go in the store and think you want to clown me, I'm going to whoop that ass in the store.
That's right.
What? Don't even play with me like that.
That's right.
That's when you threaten to whoop everybody's ass in the store.
Yeah, that's
cool.
What I'm
yeah,
saying.
Like,
that's
you want
when you turn
to
everybody
door?
And tell them, like, if you want some, you can get some, too.
Right,
yeah,
right.
My mom send
yeah,
that thread out
that?
All the time.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's crazy
like,
because you just.
In the store, I'll beat you, too.
That's my thing. I'm like, you going to risk them not being embarrassed, but they can embarrass you? I'm like,
don't
you,
have
you talking about embarrassing? You ain't going to embarrass me. I'm the adult.
My grandma left me in the store one time because I clowned, and I mean left the groceries in the aisle, got in her car, and drove off. I was like, I ain't do that. And I got my butt whooped outside in the parking lot, and I bet you I ain't never act a fool again in the store either.
Right.
Okay. I remember one time I was in the store with my kids and my son was acting up. I told him he was going to get a whooping. Somebody with me told him they're going to call. This white lady was looking at something. They're going to call them folks. I said, well, she better get on the phone now. Because if he keep at it, he's going to get it right here. But then when I said it, too, you better get on the phone right now.
That's right. And when you get that from the phone, you can get some, too.
That's right.
Now, my aunt used to do this thing with my cousin. She'll pinch the shit out of him.
That's
like she'd
right.
just be walking and look like she holding him.
That's right.
But she was pinching him. And she'll
That's
pinch him there for like 15 minutes straight.
Boy, that
do you think
you,
that a black
and dare you to scream, right? And dare you to scream. You bet not.
Do you
say
think
nothing.
That a black network would have aired that about that little
no.
boy?
Well, okay. What black network? We don't have
I don't
one.
Know. I
What did I miss?
I don't think so.
Ruby, be quiet.
No, we're still talking.
So. I don't
we're
think
still
so.
No,
what
I have to disagree with
huh?
that. Nowadays, yes, they will air it because everybody wants
yeah.
to be
in on things. Everybody wants it. It's not cool to be
out of
the
ratings. They want the ratings.
Everybody wants to be in on it. So nowadays, yes.
I don't know. I don't think BET would.
BET is a black owned though, Ralph.
It's all about ratings.
BET is not a black station. It's not black owned.
No.
BET
hasn't been black owned for a long time. BET is owned by Viacom, yes.
Because the people who own Viacom, they own MTV. You know MTV.
And keep in mind that some of those same people are gay. They are gay.
MTV,
gay people got a lot of power and a lot of money.
BET, everything. They own everything. If it's going, if it continues to build and become a huge story, you're going to hear about it on BET somewhere.
I mean, it was on the Today Show. You can't get more bigger than the Today Show. You feel me? That's the number one rated. That's a top rated show. It was on the Today Show. The only thing you can do from there is go to Larry King or some shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it was on the Today Show. You know what I'm saying? With Matt Lauer or whoever, with them guys. Yeah, that's where it was at. That's where the show was on. So, I mean, shit. Oh, you can't really get too much bigger than that. It wasn't on some quirky little side.
I wonder what kind of friends do they have? Like, do they have like friends and neighbors and family members and like what the hell do they say?
I bet you they're that family that the kids that don't go over their house and play.
Like, oh no, you can't play with them.
They're probably the ones where, oh no, don't go over there. You got this much family.
They're the ones where they like to have friends.
Yeah.
Did anybody notice the line where she said she was in line and she was buying him another dress for the kid, and the woman was like, "Are you really buying that for him?" And she said, "You know, if you read this book, then you'll change your mind."
Yeah,
and she came back and apologized. Yeah, bitch,
you
why you walk around?
That's not the biggest sales pitch ever. If that's not the biggest sales pitch ever,
right.
You know, it's like if that made it obvious. I just want you to buy my book. Here I am prancing my child around in this tutu, so you can buy my book.
Around.
Right.
So you can buy my book. That's all she wants is for people to buy that book. I hope
that book
money go to his college fund.
I just saw the whole video. That shit funny.
He
can
be down before he
get
to college.
That shit funny.
I'm about to say, he might not make it to college if he really straight and he got to grow up and be picked on and made fun of and beat up wherever he
goes.
Well,
I hope she saves some of that money and he put it towards his therapy sessions from that book. They need to be banking that book money and putting it towards his therapy sessions because he's going to need it. Because
they need to send the uncle from the other video over there to whoop the dad.
I know, right?
Yeah. With a belt.
Yeah. That's what Game said. Game was like, let's send Uncle Ward over there to see that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ward don't play that shit. You feel me? Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe he hoping for the money from the book.
Yeah, because the uncle, he was whooping that nigga ass.
I used to hate when my dad whooped the game banger out of somebody's ass.
So y'all brought that back up, man. It makes me want to go in there, wake up my son, and whoop his ass all over again.
I told my daughter one time, man. I had Jill walked up to her and pushed her. She was like, what I do? I was like, that's just on GP, just so you know.
Yes. I had to literally almost lay my son out, and my mama had to come in there and get me off of him.
Yeah. Right. My daughter, she wanted a huff and puff one time. I was whooping her. She breathing. Can I put that belt down? I was like, oh, you want a box? I put the belt down. Like, I'll whoop your ass like a bitch on the street.
Yeah.
Don't even play with me.
Hey, yeah, got my son walked as me come out.
Like,
I don't give a fuck.
Don't play
you don't
me.
Give a what?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Got
to show
me. I had to lay my son down one time. Just because you taller than me, Negro, don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break your ass down and beat your ass.
I'm saying, you got to show him sometime.
Yeah.
Hey. I know you bad. I would knock the breath out of you. I'll make your lungs collapse for real.
I'll
let
my son know
shit.
This ain't nothing new. This ain't nothing new for me. Shit, I got ten brothers, nigga. This ain't shit new. All right, we go toe to toe anytime you want to.
Hey, so a lot of people said that they worried about the guy coming up on getting brought up on charges or something. You feel me?
For what?
I
hope not.
For
what? Brought up on charges for what?
Abuse.
That ain't abuse. That ain't abuse. Nigga, hey, put that shit on Facebook. That is not abuse.
We don't live by the same rules as a lot of people who may not. Just like we don't agree with the Princess Boy story. It's on the fucking Today Show.
That's abuse.
Yes. Yeah.
And we just had different views
of
abuse because we got abused growing up. Like, we get
extension cords and all kind of shit. Hey,
crazy
limbs.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Oh, I got a phone throwing at me.
Not a
I could have put. I should have put my video up when I with my son ass on Facebook. That probably would have been abuse.
Well, the point is, we don't make the rules or decisions. So when you think about the way, if you think about some current stories in the news about parents being brought up on abuse or whatever, it's not too far fetched when you think about it. That's all I'm saying. You feel me?
Yeah.
We don't, you know, the system ain't what we think. It's the system. It is what it is. It's not what we think. It's what it is. So the way the system is, yeah. If you can,
you're
can
right.
Get some assholes to that. You know what I'm saying?
We don't make the rules about what is abuse, but I guarantee you, if that little boy, 22-year-old, who shot up that representative in Arizona had gotten his ass whooped a couple of times, he wouldn't have shot her ass up. So maybe there's some abuse need to start going on.
But see, but that's what I tell people. I tell people all the time when I used to mentor kids, the problem is
do you
want to
be abused right now?
They want us to set our kids up for failure. They want us to not abuse them, well, not abuse them, but not discipline them. They want us to not do that because they know that's going to be the same one. Yeah, we're going to be able to lock him up, keep him in the penal system, make
mm-hmm.
money off of him, because as long as we try to dictate to them how to discipline their kids, they cannot be productive members of society.
Right. They say a child that comes from an abusive home or a child that comes from a sexually abused home, 9 times out of 10 is going to become abusive or be the one that's sexually abusing.
But see, now it's different. Now if you come out of a home where there, like, if there's no discipline at all, you go out into the world thinking it's your world because
mm-hmm.
your
right.
parents had you thinking
yeah,
it was your world. But then when the real world gets your ass, you gonna see.
Right.
And now you robbing and stealing and killing and raping because, oh, she told me I couldn't have a pussy, so I'm just going to take it.
Right.
Exactly. Entitlement issues. The entitlement issues that our children have today is what caused them to do craziness. Because you let them grow up, do what they want to do, whatever makes them smile, makes them happy. They go out into the real world expecting everybody else to do the same or they're going to take it.
Right.
Entitlement issues. That's all we're breeding is a bunch of children with these entitlement issues.
Yep.
I'm entitled to it because I'm me and because I want it and because I've never been told no, I can't have it.
That's right.
Exactly.
More money, you know, I said, no, that's what you entitled to.
Yeah,
hey, you know what? I'm
with
Valentine's Day.
I love them, and I will show them that I love them every day of the week. But when it comes to other stuff, you ain't pay no water bill. You ain't pay no light bill. Don't turn it on.
Val, hey, Val, what were you about
you
to say,
what?
Val?
When you discipline them at home, they learn respect for authority.
Right.
And you need to learn respect for authority. Period. It's going to start here. I'm going to beat you out of love. The world going to beat you because it can.
That's
so,
right.
Exactly.
It's going to be the way I want it.
My mommy used to tell me.
And it's going to be the way I want it.
Right. Val, what were you about to say, Val? You about to say something. Go ahead.
What I was going to say was they put a hold on parents as far as disciplining their children go. But it's okay for them to shoot our children down in the streets.
Right.
Okay.
With no problem. But if we was able to discipline them, maybe they wouldn't have been in the street.
Right.
So that's a catch-22 situation. That uncle did the right thing. Like I said, they need to send him to everybody's house.
And see, and that's the whole thing. Like, I tell my daughter, I'm like, you were not raised in nobody projects. You ain't even lived in them. Don't know what they smell like. Nothing. So you need to stay in your damn suburban ass lane. Stay in your lane. Because I was raised in the ghetto. I was raised in the hood.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, stay in your lane. Don't play. Don't even play like that because you don't even know the half. Come out one day, she was like, ooh, I'm starving. I said, you barely know what it feel like to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You're starving. Watch what you damn say. Because I take all the food out of here, and I'm going to let you see what it feels. I said, look at your thick ass. You ain't missing that damn meal with your thick ass.
She is feeling it like it is.
I'm like, she don't get it. I'm like, you don't even get it. You don't even, whatever.
to you, you know, to you being poor is, you know, I can't get my hair done this week. We must be poor, you know, like whatever.
They don't know nothing about
Britt
being poor for real.
Don't know nothing about it.
I
think
you're going on tour.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Pete?
Because she went, she was talking about she was hungry, and we had that. No, you know what I did? I told her, I said, go upstairs and get your damn clothes and pack it. I said, dog, better yet, just take what you got on your back and go get in the car with them and get on, get the hell on. I said, take her with you, because they done came here and looked all through my refrigerator and all through my pantry. I said, first of all, look at her. Do she look damn hungry? I said, now look in there. We got food. I said, it's just going what she wanted. I beat the hell out of her by the time she got done. Crunch,
you know,
mama, I don't want to go with them. I don't want to go. I said, you're going to go to the damn, to the foster home, and you're going to see what it's like to be hungry and not to get no attention and not really not to have what your ass wants. And then I cussed the school out. I cussed the school out. Like, how the fuck you going to sit under my house? You ain't even talk to me.
I'll let you wait. They can do that.
I started to let her ass go. Take her ass. Take her. Go on, defects. Take her ass. One less mouth I got to see this bitch for a week.
You lying, Craig. You lying.
Kidding me. I was going to send her ass on.
Man, please. You'd have been sick at the summit.
Who? Who?
You.
No. I wouldn't have been sick. She would have been sick. I seen your ass. Don't play with me, for real. I was finna send her. She was crying, boo-hoo, everything.
Yeah, hey.
I tell her.
That's tough love right there. I feel you. You should let him. You should let her go and then let her stay for about 2-3 days. I bet you would never
have
that much.
Yeah, I'm saying. I done been in a group home before. It ain't gonna kill you. You'll be all right.
Let her stay out there for about 2-3 days.
You'll want to come back home real quick. You'll want to come back home.
What?
Oh yeah, she'll want to be home quick.
Oh hell yeah!
And do all the chores. Be talking about they don't want to do chores and stuff. But you get to the home, you doing chores too. You doing everything.
Yeah.
You ain't want to do at home.
Yeah.
Sure
all
do.
That. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to get punished if you don't. And once again, we back to punishment. You know what I'm saying? We back to just, if you know, cause and effect. You know what I'm saying? If you do that, this happens.
Yeah.
And that's a basic. That's what basically what discipline is. And if you don't have that, you know what I'm saying? If you don't, if your parents don't give a fuck about you, they don't realize that you are amassing an arsenal downstairs in your basement, you feel me, that you outside shooting guns and transforming 9mm into Tech 9s, and you're going to shoot up a fucking school of kids. You feel what I'm saying? In a black trench coat, all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's, you know, wondering what the fuck happened. It's because they never got their ass beat. Nobody went into the room.
And you
ever.
Know, to a lot of parents, they get caught up in the whole, I want my kids to have better than what I had. And that's okay. That's fine and that's well. But certain things that we had or did not have, it wasn't so bad. It was okay.
Right.
Because now it's like, I just want them to have a better life, and I don't. So that does not translate to you can't tell them no.
That's right.
You can live a better life and still not get everything that you want, or you need to understand that in order for you to get this, then you need to do this. You have to work for what you get.
That's right.
Exactly.
And that's what gives them a better life. That right there is what gives them a better life, not giving them everything, because you're teaching them how to work for what they want, get out there. You're teaching them how to take care of themselves, how to survive. Giving all this hand in the hand in hand, and you're not teaching them survivor skills. You killing them faster than they can ever kill themselves.
I'm not going to always be here. If I die before you, I'm not going to always be here. Who's going to take care of you? Nobody.
Right.
You better learn how to do it yourself and get it how you live. Because don't sit here and think, oh, this is my friend, my family, okay.
All right, everybody. So we're coming into the last 30 minutes of the show. Val.
Yes.
Can you please hang up?
Okay. Good night, ladies. Good night, gentlemen.
Don't worry, Val. Right. I'm probably going to hang up, too. I'm probably
going to
be gone, too.
Ella, you might lie. Oh,
that was wrong.
All right, Val. I'll talk to you later.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. It is the last 30 minutes. I'm going to hang up, too.
All Okay, so
for real. You must
No, I'm lying. Yeah,
okay,
I'm
so now we have basically about 10 people on the phone, and it's basically all K100 officers of people who talk on the phone on the page. Right. Anybody got anything they really want to talk about? What about the fucking two? What time of K100 having to post that had 204 comments in this motherfucker?
All right.
Bye-bye.
And I read every last one of them and shook my head the whole time. And I did too. Oh, my goodness. I shook my head, and I didn't comment on now one of them. I just shook my head and laughed.
Wow. What was y'all doing while y'all shaking y'all head?
One time for the check. That was pretty damn good.
Ruby, you saw the chat?
Huh?
You didn't see the chat though, did you?
Mm-hmm.
You saw the chat? How the hell you see the chat? You weren't even online.
I was online.
How you saw the chat then? I see you on there, didn't see your picture.
My picture, what you talking about? The chat? Like y'all was chatting? Oh, no, I seen the post. Yeah. I seen the post.
Oh, no, we talking about the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you know what? I'm finna start getting online now. Y'all got me fucked up.
I logged on, and I seen you said hit the chat up, so I opened that shit up. Man, first thing I seen was damn media and juice. Or juicy. And
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck time is it already? It's damn 12 o'clock in the morning. Y'all niggas up here talking about some damn. Already talking about getting it in.
I was like, I'm going to log my ass back off.
I don't even know how to come into that damn conversation.
T. Lewis is online.
T. Lewis is online. Can somebody three-way Shay? She got disconnected. She's in the group saying, please three-way her. Anybody who has her number.
Okay, I'm
going to
call her.
T. Lewis ain't on the line. I think T. Lewis was in the chat, though, but he didn't say much. I wish he was
spying on us.
Yeah, he was spying
on us.
Yeah,
he was
just
in and out.
Game popped in and out, too, and was just looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Game Hunter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the chat with the 204 comments, that was outrageous, and
that was
fun.
That was the post.
Yeah, that was the post. I really like doing shit like that because I know that it'd be other people that be watching it, you feel me, and just that's not necessarily saying nothing. Even though it's a private group, I still have probably a couple. It's probably about 10 people in there who are just because they call in or they download the show, or whatever. I let them in or whatever, but they really not off. They really just kind of like really probably sitting back, you know, being a little bit judgmental or whatever. But I like to do stuff like that.
No, Blizzum, you can't stay judgmental because I don't always comment and I don't be being judgmental. But sometimes when y'all get to going, you just don't know what to say. Like, what do you say to jump into a conversation like that? You just be like, yeah.
You can just join in.
We always hold a spot for the person to hold the camera.
Okay,
You like the media and all that stuff, don't you?
Okay, next time I know, stage left, turn around. I'm just going to jump in.
Yeah, we need more than one camera person because most of the time we only have one, and that's Mike.
But no, Mike don't even all the way be holding the camera the whole time because he be done joining in that activity.
He have his sock in his
butt beans last night.
Anybody ever tried butt beans? What the fuck? Anybody?
I've seen them.
Mike
has a string of beads, and you pull them in there, and they say you pull them out
butt
real
beads,
slow.
Butt beads does not feel that bad.
That's all I'm saying.
Now, say I got Shay on the phone, so I'm leaving y'all with that. What did I miss? He was talking last time. We're trying
to get some panning tips.
The conversation has changed, of course, to basically a standard K100 last 30 minutes.
Talking about
so we were talking about the chat that happened last night. You feel me? The 204 comment one. That carried on until the day. You feel what I'm saying?
That one.
Yeah, that one right there. The one where you and El Panama were doing acrobatic shit over in the corner, upside down on the
handstand.
Yeah. Popping on the handstand. I will have y'all know I had a nightmare last night
about me.
With your head in the toilet tank. No, it was a female
It was me. It was me.
It probably was.
It was a female.
Ruby, you were so quick to take the blame for something.
What did she do? I can't even know that you have them dreams and you don't see
the dreams. When it comes down to Shay, hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Shay, I still
want
to know what happened with you.
That's a lot of
that made it a
nightmare. That dream wasn't a nightmare. I'm listening to y'all talk
about the dream. I want to hear about the dream. Come on, Shay.
Girl, I have to text you. Did you have to change your sheets? Did you have to change your sheets this morning?
No.
Don't make me do it, Shay.
Shay, for real. I mean, really? We keep secrets. Oh, that's what we do now.
Okay. We family. I'll tell y'all. It was a freaky dream. And it was bad.
What's nightmares about a freaky dream?
Why would it be bad?
Oh, because I couldn't see their face. It was like,
wow.
Why are you so
yeah, you're right. It was Ruby. It was Ruby.
That's how I like it.
It was
like, it was so out of character for me. I was like, I woke up, I was like, what the hell did I just dream about?
Yeah.
Ruby drugs, too.
But you know what? That conversation did make me have a crazy, you know, just it makes you have crazy dreams when you talk about shit like that. You just
dream
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, my subconscious was just taking over.
Yeah. So what happened in the dream, Shay? Anyway.
Well,
what did I do to you, Shay? What did I do to you, Shay?
We was getting it in, baby.
Wow.
You see that evil laugh, Ruby doing that evil laugh because it really wasn't a dream. How about that?
If you didn't know, I was in your room last night under your
I'm just glad the pressure
is pushed. Y'all know I do have a ghost, so I don't know what would have really happened.
I'm trying to figure out why is it a nightmare.
I know.
No, it was like, you just had to have been there. That's all I can say. You just had to have been there.
So you need to explain. I wasn't there, obviously.
Right.
Say, I told you, I be in your dreams, and I say, like, oh, don't want me now, but I be in your dreams, honey.
I was doing things I ain't never even knew about. Say it like that.
Hey.
Wow.
I make
that
happen.
Wow.
Things I have never done and not even knew to do.
Wow.
Dreams are only subconscious thoughts. That means that's stuff you've been thinking about doing anyway.
Uh-huh.
You haven't done it yet. Dreams are
subconscious. Maybe, but
you
guess I got it on my system.
That's all right.
No,
we got
you
the
didn't.
Cruise.
No,
we
you
got
didn't
the
get
cruise.
It out. You just
we
got out
the cruise, so we can do it before the cruise. It don't really matter to make that dream come
true.
Girl, I woke up scared. I was like, did that really happen?
Yes.
Was your jaw hurting?
No.
Was your tongue sore?
No. I think I was on the reciprocal end. It was a whole different kind of experience. I'll just say it like that.
Woo!
Was you eating some pussy?
I don't think
yes.
so.
That's a yes. Either you were or you weren't. Were you eating some pussy? You know what pussy looked like.
Where you eating
I don't recall it tasting.
You know
so.
What? Hey, it would have been me, but you said you went down. I don't want that shit. I just want to. I'm a doer, not a receiver.
Oh my god!
Well, I guess
god.
It must have been Ruby then. Because
oh
Ruby.
My god.
Like I said, I wouldn't know what I was doing anyway.
I'd rather do it because I can come just by doing you, so it's all good.
You wouldn't know what you was doing anyway.
That's all right, because I don't like nobody to get down there and make a fucking mess.
I would have had to have it choreographed. Okay, so you do this, and then you do that.
Yeah, you got to already know how to do it. You got to already know how to do it.
Dang, so I mean, well, Shay's kind of being a little shy tonight with the story, with the dream or whatever. I guess it was that bad.
I guess
it's because I'm in Target.
Hey,
I'm in Target.
Shay, you know what? I guess we're gonna have to do this little conference line.
Oh, you're in Target.
We're gonna have to have a conference line. That's what we're gonna
she's
have to do.
Target.
She's at the store. Now she's at the store. Okay.
Oh, she's at the store.
I'm trying to put on my that special voice. You know that voice that we
to.
Use when we're out in public.
People said, "Are you having a show tonight?" Hell no. I'm okay. 100. Fuck that show.
you guys,
you're co-hosting a different show tonight.
Fuck that show.
Damn it, man.
That's P-Red. He's still hanging around with
us. Big up for me for having a wet dream two nights in a row. And for changing my sheets two nights in a row.
Man, I did have to wash my sheets today.
Uh-oh.
It was that time of the week to wash them anyway, though.
Yes, I did. I had me a wet dream two nights in a row, and it wasn't with a woman. Whew.
Ooh,
oh, again. Here we go. Here we go.
I can't tell y'all about mine because I'm in the house of my mom.
I'm talking to Shay.
She said, tell
I didn't told you about mine, and I'm up here in front of these folks in Target, so you can tell me about yours.
I tell you
I don't know these folks. They look at me like I'm crazy.
I'll taste you later.
it's a 101 shit going on now.
we'll have to conference line it.
I'm glad, Shay, I'm glad the pressure's off me now, baby. She at you now. The pressure's off me.
Yeah, the pressure will never be off of you, Blissom.
Ain't no pressure off you. I don't have what you have.
Who is that? LL? Oh, hell no. LL, shut up.
Nope, I will not. Shut up. Y'all wanted me to talk, and I'm talking.
You know what? I didn't say nothing. I didn't ask you to say nothing.
Wanted me to talk, and I'm talking. I'm telling it all in 2011. I'm going to keep it K100 around here.
We just wait till the movie come out, okay?
Hey, Blair.
Somebody must have been writing that script from last night, I tell you that.
Hell, that script has had so many rewrites. Every time I see a post, I have to rewrite something else.
Man, that shit was too funny.
Honey.
That shit was funny. She's like, who is that, LL?
It'll be on sitting on the sideline taking notes. She likes taking notes.
Yes, she did. I'm just waiting on it to come out and be like, just see my book come out and be like, oh, hell no, she did not put that shit in there.
No, I'm trying to pitch this to MTV for a reality show because this is better than your story all day.
Oh, hell no, she did not.
This is an unreality show.
And I'll be calling you every paragraph. Oh, no, you did not. I'm going to call you back. Read the next paragraph. LL, I know. Damn hell.
We ain't even sending you a copy until it's already released.
I ain't signed over no rights until I read it.
No, Ruby, I already got you recorded saying it was okay, so you missed the boat on that one, baby. Oh, damn.
You know, I'm going to change my voice. I'm going to start talking
for
real,
cool.
Real, like a preppy white girl.
Oh, my goodness. Here she go. You sound like that now. What are you talking about?
Right. It gets worse.
What was that?
Dirty white girls, you're going to give me your backstory?
It's not
going
to work.
Look at her butt.
Oh, my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is, like, so big.
Okay, that would be the one thing you know how to say in white girl tone.
Hey, you need to quit. Hey, can everybody do me a favor, though, that's on my Facebook? Can you please go to my wall and look at the post between me and Machiko Johnson? That's the chick who called in earlier, and just mash her for me, be like, bitch, you crazy? Real quick, if anybody's going to see that.
You know what? You trying to breed a gang. Why are you
going
to breed a gang?
Hold on. I'm on my way to do it right now.
See, I'm
on my
way to up because I'm scared that I might disconnect.
She's on my wall. She's telling me it's about acceptance. You know what I'm saying? I would never look at it rationally.
There is no rational way to look at that. The rational way to look at it is like, tell the little boy to put on some damn pants.
I don't know.
Exactly. So the only thing I have to tell, her is, bitch, shut up.
No, yeah, don't you say bitch. Don't say bitch, shut up. Don't say, just tell her you fucking crazy. Don't call her bitch or nothing. Just be like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Just tell her you chicken.
She hung up. She said her phone went dead. Y'all. She wanted to, I guess, go toe-to-toe with y'all, but her phone went dead, so she's trying to steal
the why didn't she ask for somebody to call her back in then?
That's what we usually do
when our phones go dead.
Well, obviously, we don't know the chick.
She's not a normal caller, so she doesn't know that we do all the time.
Well, good. Let me see.
The only reason why she told me on another post that she's going to call my show specifically for this show because she disagrees with me strongly about the whole shit, and she was on there. If y'all missed the first call, if y'all didn't hear the first call, y'all got to go back and listen to it because we went at it for about 15
minutes. Oh, I heard it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't mash her too hard then because we need some other opinions on the show.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. I'm on it right now.
Okay.
No, don't do this to me. Final cut.
What are you editing?
This Lincoln MKX commercial and it is being retarded. Can I send you this track and you chop it up for me? Because I'm having a hard time chopping it up. And Soundtrack Pro, and I don't have Pro Tools on my computer.
Oh.
I'm having to use Soundtrack Pro to chop it up in, and I hate it.
I would feel better if I had Cool Edit to top it up in, because this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, soundtrack is not really made to just
chop it up.
It is not made to edit no audio, for real. It's not. I don't even know why they made this.
It's because it's not made for editing audio. It's made for layer. It's made for adding editing into a video. It's not really made for editing audio per se. That's just really not what it's true intention.
I know what you mean, but I mean, even if you're going to add it into a video, if you're going to make a program so that you can add it into it, why wouldn't you make it where it can edit the audio as well? Because if you're adding it to a video, you're going to have to chop it up, especially if you're making something like a montage. You're going to have to be able to beat match and do all that.
Well,
and, you know,
now,
and
L, you can
flow.
Do it. You can do it. You got to play with it a little more. It can be done.
I don't
want to
play with
difficult.
It no more.
It can,
I don't
it can be done.
Oh, well, you can't stop playing with it.
Oh, and we're back on track.
And we're back on track.
That's what most of it always seems to keep going.
This about the only thing be getting any action around here is this my computer keyboard. My fingers be tired.
Dang.
Why is that?
Mine too. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that out loud.
Wait a minute. Are you getting none? You ain't getting none right now, y'all? Not getting late?
No. Mm-mm.
What's the problem?
No.
What's the problem?
I'm just not trying to have no stalkers, so I'm, you know, I'm trying to choose wisely.
And?
I feel you on that.
What's taking so long?
You got that five. That's a great
chance. What's taking so long?
Stop, no, stop. Hold up. I tell y'all ladies this, and I'll say it again. Anytime, I'm not doubting y'all got some good pussy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's not the point. The point is, a stalker nigga is just a stalker nigga before he even got to your pussy. He's just that kind of motherfucker stalking ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I'm
I
not
know,
trying to take
but like...
y'all pussy, but if he a stalking ass nigga, he gonna be at whether you got some good pussy or not. He's just a stalking ass nigga.
But, you know, when you have some real thigh pussy, you
a
turn
him into
no,
a
normal stalker, you can turn him into one.
Yeah, you can. It does happen.
I think he's just that kind of nigga already. He's just that kind of motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
Because no matter how good your pussy is, I'm not going to stalk you because I'm not that kind of nigga, no matter
that's
what.
That's you.
So that means
you
that's
are
him.
You
so that means that he's just him. He's
we've
just
already established what you are. We already
but
know what you
he's
are.
Talking ass nigga then. Why can't it work
well,
for her?
You know what they say. You are what you eat.
Already. Hold on. You are a horse of a different color,
no,
so you cannot eat for all men.
Hold on,
what she said, you are what you eat, and I was thinking like, pussy, hold on, I'm not a pussy.
I thought the same thing, Drew.
Oh, well, wait a minute, I guess that doesn't apply to everybody, to me.
Right.
Listen, you are a horse of a different color, so you cannot speak for all
thank
men,
you.
Especially
you cannot speak
not these, I'm not going to say that.
You're a different color.
Yes,
whoa,
you
whoa,
are definitely human.
Where I got to be a man whore? Why gotta be a man whore?
Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
Why you don't want to be a man whore?
I don't know why.
I'm not a man whore.
Now,
what
do
you call it?
We don't know why.
Oh, you know what the real question is, K100? The real question with those 204 posts yesterday is, did your phone call work out for you yesterday, Miss I'm at home by myself? This got to be fixed ASAP.
To me?
That's none of your damn business.
We keep secrets in K100. Secrets. Don't let me use your own words against you. We keep secrets in K100. Go and shoot yourself.
No, for real. It didn't work out. I was up chatting with you motherfuckers all night. How could I be getting some pussy?
That don't stop nothing. She know you a celebrity. You got the whole
virtually.
Oh, okay. First of all, I'm not a celebrity. That's the first thing. You know what I'm saying? You people see
whatever.
Y'all all shit. Now y'all trying to turn on me. Now I see where this is going. I'm hanging up. I'm
why?
In the show. Y'all trying to turn on me. Y'all trying
who
to turn
trying
on me.
Who trying to turn on you? Ain't nobody turning on you. It's just a whole trying to hang up the phone. How you gonna hang up the phone? It's your
show.
You had us call you.
It's your show.
Hey, sorry, Blizzum. I can't add it because I don't have permission to add it. And you know, I did say a couple few things.
What you mean you don't have permission to add it? Why not?
Yeah, it said sorry, your post cannot be added. You do not have permission.
What?
You know Facebook blocks Ruby from all kinds of stuff.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I ain't blocking her ass from shit, so I don't know why she
yeah, it told me I don't have permission.
She deleted the post. That's what happened when somebody deleted the post, and she posted
oh, that's probably
it. She
what
deleted
happened
it.
Then.
Go to your page. I
no, Ruby's got a rap sheet with Facebook.
No,
Ruby has a rap
sheet.
He's a repeat offender.
It won't let me do it either.
Yeah.
It won't let me post it either.
What I posted is up there?
No, yeah, because what Michigan girl posted is up there.
I
mine's
see
not
her,
up there.
And then I see Machiko again. And then I tried to post it. Mine won't post.
Man, that's
oh, she must have taken it down then.
No, I'm
yeah,
looking at
refresh your page and then see if you
I did.
It
I refreshed my page and it's still there.
Man, because that was a long one too, man. I don't even remember what all I said, but I told that bitch but I call her a bitch, but I was she was fucking stupid if she thinks that's all right. How you feel if your son walks around in a pink ass dress? And see if your son, how would you feel if your son walked around in a pink ass dress?
Ruby, you should have just put what Blizz said, and they wouldn't.
I did. No, he told me. No, he told me to put down instead of calling her a bitch. I did not call her a bitch.
No, but it's still up there. I'm it's still there.
Yeah, I see it. I can't post to it.
Yeah, I can't post it to it either.
That's
Ruby has been blackballed from Facebook.
Are y'all trying to do it from a phone?
No, I'm on my computer.
The phone really be tripping sometimes like that with me. I can go to my desktop and
I was posting wall comments to you and
see Derek just
all day yesterday.
Derek just posted. It just showed up. He just posted. So
yeah, I did mine from the computer.
Yeah, yeah.
I can
sometimes
everything from my iPhone 4.
Yeah. The
phone
I'm on
my
really
BlackBerry.
I got a BlackBerry key. I need to sideline you.
I got a BlackBerry torch.
Girl, yeah, my BlackBerry, this is my second phone. I got two phones.
Well,
now
I see all the podcasts from K100 on my iPhone 4. Man.
Yeah, see, I've been having this for 2 weeks, and I don't even want this no more. I want an iPhone 4 now.
I just got this one, like, what, a couple of days ago? And I'm still
all
trying
to
figure out how to use it.
Plug it up.
And you will still be figuring out how to use it too much in there. Cause
well, I've got it just about down pat, except for one little thing. I'm trying to figure out how to use it as an internet connection.
I told you
that.
Right?
Your Wi-Fi?
No, not the Wi-Fi.
Oh.
I got that. I got the internet.
Hey,
I'm just trying to figure out how to hook my laptop up to it. And
that's
I downloaded this application, but I don't know how to open it.
No, I'm saying I'm asking
you.
Could you use PDA net on that shit? Hold up, Ruby. Hold up. Keith, could you use PDA net on your BlackBerry?
I don't need PDA net on my BlackBerry. It's already equipped with it.
So what is
it? It's already
saying,
a hotspot. It's already
like
a Wi-Fi. I just have to connect to whatever network I'm near. That's it.
Oh, yeah?
No. Mine, I've got that
too.
I'm trying to figure out how to, like, hook it up to the computer and use my internet.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
My computer has Wi-Fi too.
It says,
but when I'm not in a Wi-Fi spot, I want to use it.
That's what I'm trying to tell Key today.
Oh,
that's
my
what
bad.
You do. Right, Key? And what you do? Use your phone as a connector. Right. She knows how to do it. Don't y'all got the same kind of phone? Shit, I think. I don't know.
I've got a BlackBerry Curve 3G. I don't know. It's the one right before the bowl.
This is the one I have.
Buzzman says, no permission to add comments. Sorry, you did not have permission to add this comment.
Well, I don't know. Your computer's tripping or something. That's Facebook.
Ruby, don't worry about it. You don't have a permission for a lot of stuff on Facebook. Stop tripping. It's okay.
It's all good, though. I just posted up in K100.
Is she in the K100 group?
No, the girl's not. No,
oh.
She's not. No.
Well, I just posted up on my wall. How about that?
I'm in here trying to figure out if this box can fit in my trunk. I'm trying to get some furniture. I don't know. I wonder what happened if it won't fit in my trunk.
What are you talking about?
Get a man to do it. Aren't you a woman? You get a man to do it.
I know.
No,
right?
No. I mean, I wonder if it will literally fit in my trunk.
Want your pants or your car?
Mm-hmm. In my car. I got a big trunk though.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
I got a big trunk.
I missed that joke. What happened?
You got a big trunk.
No, you didn't, because you laughed first. You missed it. You laughed first.
I'ma wait. Come back with a truck, just to make sure.
What are you buying?
What the hell is all that noise?
What you buying, Shay?
A futon.
A futon.
Oh, y'all.
My is I can't never buy him a futon because one year he was bad in school. I took his mattress out his room. I put a futon in there and a computer desk. My son said, "Don't ever." He don't even want to look at futons in the store.
Stop.
He walked to the other side of the store.
Is it comfortable?
Yeah, they're comfortable.
He hated it. He hated that futon.
Oh, see, I might as well just say
I
that.
I have futon.
I only want to get it for like extra for gifts, but I don't know.
He had to lay it down to go to sleep and sit it right back up to do read. The next morning, so right back.
That's all being virtual.
All right, you talk me out of it.
It's staying on the shelf.
Oh, goodness.
I guess we can have the floor. The floor is always good.
Well, I ain't got carpet that'll have tall floors.
Oh, we'll put a blanket down.
It's pretty silly.
They can get to be a little cold.
Just get an air mattress,
okay? Yeah, you know what? I thought about that. Because I slept on one of them for a long time before I got a real bed.
That'll work.
Sure
they're
nice.
I'm comfortable.
They
and you know what? Now I can
like
just take it right
real
back.
Beds now, too. Shit. They have like two layers.
You won't get that dent. You won't get that dent in the middle when the air go down. Just pump it back up and start over again.
Pump it back up and start over again.
Hey.
Hey.
Y'all, I know a little something. I'm in a recession, but I know a little something.
Girl, don't even say that word. That's a nasty word.
Not a nasty word.
That's a nasty word.
I know y'all ain't said that was a nasty word. All them nasty words I done heard.
Those are good nasty words, though. That is a nasty word.
That's a bad nasty word.
Those are good nasty words.
Oh, thank you. No, I couldn't. I knew there was something else.
You still in Target?
Mm-hmm. I got to get my
yeah.
dinner. Listen, I'm for real. Can I please send you this MP3?
Say what, though?
Can I please send you this MP3?
What do you want me to do to it, Elle?
I just want the intro, the chorus, and the outro. That's all I need.
Send it to me.
Okay. Oh, yes. Right. I'm going to send it to you right now.
All
right.
Thank you.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, wait. What's the email address?
ChainlessEntertainment@gmail.com.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
You're going to send it right back.
Because I know it's going to take 2 seconds. You're going to send it right back?
Yeah, I'll send it right back. If it's you just want me to chop out the intro, the hook, and that's it? What you say now?
That's it.
Type in the email what you want, and I'll chop it real quick. I'll send it back.
All right, thank you.
I wish I could do technical stuff like that. I am a computer dummy. I ain't no lie to y'all.
It is like it is so intense though. It don't matter. It becomes
nerve
wracking.
It's better than being just an all around dummy though.
You're right.
I got sense about some stuff. When it comes to the computers, I ain't got no shame. I would call somebody in a heartbeat. Don't think nothing of it. I'd be like, "How do you do this?" I had to call somebody and ask them how to cut and paste, and was not even shame.
Oh,
whatever.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to need you not to repeat that out loud again. Okay.
Right.
Well, it wasn't this year.
When was
but
it
I'm
last
just
year?
Saying.
Was it last year?
Shut up, boo. I'm
if
just saying
was,
it wasn't recently.
If all I had to do was the audio, then I would do it. But since I got to edit this footage, too, I'm not, That's a lot.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll fix for you. I'll email it back to you real quick. It shouldn't take but a second.
All right, I'm going to send it to you right now.
All
right. I'm going to take me some computer classes so I can be smart.
That's never a bad idea, Shay. Never a bad idea.
They change so often. It's like I used to be computer savvy, and then I, like, you know, fell off for a few years.
Well, you know,
the
Commodore
64,
you know, wow.
Shay.
Huh?
Shay, I'm not gonna hang up. I'm just gonna
I'm gonna
show us gonna hang up.
The show about to end anyway. It's about to hang up.
Oh, okay.
The show is gonna hang up. So.
I'm gonna go out here and see what this bitch want outside. So I guess I'm taking
y'all
with me.
To be breastfed,
Ruby.
Tell
her don't make me have to come down there and open up a can because I'm gonna whoop her ass. Where were you?
Oh shit now. Oh shit now.
Tell her she better not mess with my girl.
Uh-oh.
What? Since that dream last night, that's what dreams do to you.
That's why she need a new bed and mattress and stuff. Done fucked them up.
We done broke it.
I done had that happen a couple times myself.
It was quite a vivid dream.
Sounds like it.
I woke up
things were all
not
where they
were
supposed to be.
Not this chick I met a couple of days ago.
Oh, hold up. You cheat on me already?
So
that's it. I'm breaking up.
Yeah, but I'm seeing now you already because, you know, you ain't giving up no weird. I got to get something somewhere, hell.